insists on the high moral standards of our program. And I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the program.
This is Lunatic Radio.
This is the biggest sausage fest on earth.
It's the International House of Sausage.
Kieran.
Comparing Buffalo to Ottawa is like comparing shit.
Rocket.
Oh, Rocket's the best.
That's right.
Give it.
Say my name, bitch.
Oh.
And a host of others.
I'm not like ignoring the issues at hand. It's just, you know, I'm a fat idiot that needs to sleep.
I know how to handle horse.
I don't want to watch my friend make out with someone, but at the same time, there's nothing else to do.
This is the Lunatic Radio.
Just hold each other's hands, suck each other's dicks. We're gonna get through this together.
I'm just a caveman. Your world frightens and confuses me.
This is fucking this show.
Hello, everybody. LunaticRadio.com show. Kieran and Rocket in studio. I'm Kieran. That's Rock.
Yo!
Josh Gogan, comedian extraordinaire, joining us this week. He's one of the boys.
Good to be here.
He's having his cup of joe.
Ah.
Dunkin' Donuts.
D&D.
Located on Larkfield.
Because Rachel Ray says so.
And everywhere else on the planet.
She's the new, like, spokesperson. I saw her posters there.
And I know I'm in the minority, but I think she's hot.
Yeah, she's not that hot.
I think she's hot.
Rachel Ray?
Yeah.
She's gonna lay off the carbs.
She's a flatso.
Yeah, you know what, though?
She's a flatso and becoming a fatso.
She's got a big smile and she can cook.
That's an awful look.
I like her.
Flatso to just fatso.
Smoking like a true married man. All right, everybody. Yes, it's a balmy, 43 degrees in New York today. There's breaking news on CNN. Four people shot dead outside of a church in Colorado.
This is so you know it's not pre-recorded.
Yeah. A lot of stuff going on. A lot to do on today's radio program. And stuff like that. Chaos Chris is speculating on stuff in the chat room before the show. Love Chaos Chris. He's always up to speculation. What does he mean when he said this? What does he mean when he said that? I don't even know what I say when I say half the shit I
say. Like a woman.
Right.
A woman never takes what you say at face value. There's always meaning behind it. It's not even the words that you used.
Yeah. Guess Chris is our boss at Cringe Humor Radio. We love Cringe Humor Radio, everybody. By the way, this coming Sunday at Comics in New York, everybody, it's the Cringe Humor Awards. Comics is located on 353 West 14th Street in the heart of the Meatpacking District, right? The heart of the Meatpacking District.
It's actually the fringe.
The fringe of the Meatpacking District.
On the fringe of the heart.
It's right before the cobblestone streets.
In Manhattan, everybody, Rockin' and I will be broadcasting from Comics starting at 6 p.m. on Sunday, December 16th. You can purchase tickets online, I believe, still, right?
Yeah, why not? Why wouldn't you?
I don't know. Maybe they just...
And why would I know?
Patrick says, hey, fuck everybody. No more advance tickets. But advance tickets are $15 if you log on to cringehumorshow.com. You can also type in the promo code CH1216 and save $5, which would mean your ticket would only be $10. $10 to see nationally known comedians like Patrice O'Neill and Jim Norton and Rich Voss.
Yeah. And me.
And Rocket.
And Josh.
And Josh.
Hey, I'm going to be there too.
Yeah.
We're broadcasting with us.
Right.
Yeah, please.
I can't wait to see the place.
I just want
to
drink.
I've heard how nice it is. I want to see it.
So it's December 16th, everybody. Comics in Manhattan. Rock and I will be broadcasting starting at 6 p.m. The actual award show starts at 8. You can call 212-524-2500 or log on to comicsny.com. That's comics spelled with an X because they're extreme. Right?
That's what that means. No, it's comics because it wouldn't make sense if they were just regular comics.
Right.
Yes, because then I'd be like, okay, so what's the gag?
If you Googled,
where's Garfield?
If you Googled comics with a C, you'd get like 80,000 comedy clubs.
Now it would be wacky if they did comics and leave off the last X for extreme. Then, you know, if that was their tagline.
Yeah, but actually, comics isn't spelled with an X originally.
Wait, it's not?
No.
Oh. It was COMIXX.
But in my dictionary, where Conversate lives. Comics does it is spelled like that.
Mm-hmm. So as the Cringe Humor Awards, December 16th, everybody, the show begins at 8 o'clock. Rock and I will be broadcasting from the bar area starting at 6, and it should be a good time. So please come out and join us at the Cringe Humor Awards, everybody, right? Day of tickets, by the way, are $20. So I suggest purchasing your tickets in advance.
It's a good idea.
Also, Josh Gogan, everybody, on January 5th, will be playing the Holiday Inn in Piscataway, New Jersey, with comedian Patrice O'Neill, Dante Nero, and Kenny Michaels from the Conte and Kenny radio program. Call 973-355-3339 or log on to jjcomedy.com or cringehumor.net for more information on that gig. That is January 5th at 9 p.m. at the Holiday Inn in Piscataway, New Jersey. By the way, Josh, I will be getting off a plane at Newark and rushing right to your gig.
Awesome.
Look at that. Josh.
I'm excited about that.
Yeah, we got a good couple weeks of shows coming up, everybody.
We do?
Not only this one, but we're broadcasting from the Manhattan next Sunday. And then after that, we have our Christmas show.
Oh, my goodness.
And we're probably going to do a longer Christmas show because we're taking a week off.
Well, great. So we're going to go 3 hours and 5 minutes?
Because not only are we going to do our Christmas show, we are also going to do our New Year's stuff.
Oh, can we New Year's? Can we fake the New Year's? Like do 3, 2, 1, Happy New Year? Make like it's really New Year's so people listen to it on New Year's? We could... No?
No. I don't see the point of that, right?
Oh, I thought we were doing like radio theater.
But what we'll do is, you know, the Christmas show is always like a fun thing. Everybody's in the festive mood, and we like to break out the eggnog and jizz and stuff for that show.
Wait a minute. What? The eggnog and what?
Did I say jizz?
I think it was that audio little
forgive
distortion.
What's
the difference between eggnog anyway?
God bless. Forgive me.
Yeah, so it's always a good show to do, and not only will we be doing the Christmas stuff and holiday cheer, and we'll recap on the year that has been Lunatic Radio for the year 2007. We had our ups and downs, our ins and outs, our shitty radio programs, our semi-good radio programs.
Semi-good.
Didn't have one good one.
No, but semi-good.
Semi-good.
A little look back.
Pseudo-good.
Do a look back.
Could be a clip show.
Yeah, it should be a good time, right?
You gonna have a clip show? Is that what it's gonna be?
No, it's not gonna be a clip show.
Because that'll be work.
Hey, Rocket, remember when we did this play?
That's what. Yeah. No, it'll be like, hey, Rock will bring up, hey, Kieran, remember when we had that chick on? And I'll go, yeah. Okay, next subject. Wow, I bombed on that one. Anybody? Hold on. Ah, fuck. Christ, I can't find it. The hell with it.
What happened to your sound?
I don't know. So we got a lot to do on today's program. A lot of news. Race Car Johnny will be joining us on the program. And, you know, possibly somebody else. Possibly somebody else a little bit more important than Race Car Johnny.
Still trying to figure out why the big secrets. You're on internet radio. Kieran really, really, really thinks he's doing this on real radio every day. He goes to sleep wondering, you know, Sunday night, it's going to be like I'm on The Fan or something.
This is real radio.
Sports Radio 66 WFAN. See,
it might not be real popular really radio, but
if this was WFAN, we'd be in our second break by now.
Right. The way Kieran prepares stuff as if it's real radio, but it's not. You can't do it the same
way. All right, you want me to tell you who's going to be on the program?
Do it. Come on. Get out. Break out of your box.
I'll play this.
Okay.
This is coming on the show today, everybody. Ready? Who is that?
That's Lars Ulrich and James Hetfield of Metallica.
Ooh.
Ladies and gentlemen, Moby will be on the radio program today. Moby.
I love Moby.
Moby is coming on the radio program today. It's going to be great. Now, that is Richard Patrick, if you all don't know. He's got a new album coming out called Anthems for the Damned. Well, it's not coming out soon. Springtime, I believe.
Really?
But Rock and I are huge fans of Richard Patrick, and he's been on the program a couple times before. Last time he was on to talk about the Sopranos season finale or series finale. And we saw that he was actually, he got the new album together.
He's doing some things.
And he gave an interview to MTV.com, and we were like, you know what? We got to get Richard on the show and see what the whole new album thing is about and try to coax him into getting into his home studio there and playing us a clip of something that he has created.
As I like to call him, our buddy, our new buddy.
And plus, I want to see if Richard Patrick has seen the Two Girls, One Cup yet.
Oh, you know he has.
Do you think?
Seen it. I shot it.
Yeah.
That's not nice.
Anthems for the Damned is the new album Richard Patrick is putting together. I believe he has 20 tracks created. Now, not all 20 are going to be in a new album, so we'll find out which ones will be on the album. And if I noticed a new thing with artists nowadays, music artists, they have like a theme throughout their album. Each song is connected by some sort of theme, right?
Oh.
And they were like Jay-Z put out an album based on that dude, that movie about that dude, the drug dude.
Yeah.
And like every song was connected,
like a concept album.
It was like some sort of concept album.
Or a rock opera.
I want to know
rock opera.
Rock opera about a blind, deaf, and dumb kid who plays pinball.
I like to know if
that was a brilliant idea, wasn't it?
Tommy, the Who.
If Richard Patrick is that's what Richard Patrick is doing. I love everything he's made, every album. I'm almost like an Uber fan, Rock.
I love him because we are on his Wikipedia page. We're referenced.
We are on his Wikipedia page?
Don't make like you don't know.
I know.
It's just, always
that's what
like,
you do. That's what you do with the internet radio.
Oh, you make like you don't know what's going on.
Not only real radio, but internet radio.
I just like the fact that he's able. I mean, come on. Hey, man. When did that song come out?
96? Hey, man. 95.
Yeah. It's what, 12 years old now, and it's still fucking good.
Yeah.
What is your favorite filter album? Let's go with the album, and then we'll go with song. Let's do like WFAN does. Let's do the ratings.
Yeah, let's do the ratings. Hey, Michael, what do you think of the title of record album?
What is your favorite album? Short Bus, title of a record, or Amalgamut?
It's title of record. There's no
title of record.
Oh, man, that's tough.
I still like Short Bus.
Short Bus.
I love it. There's a raw quality about it that, you know, you can still sort of tell he's new.
That was in the era of grunge, 1995. Yeah. I'm going to go with title of record.
I'd have to
1999.
My favorite song is probably on Amalgamut, but my best album overall has got to be title of record. Why?
I agree with Rocket.
All right, look at us. It's
Josh, you stink.
Well, you know.
Short Bus. This is what was on Short Bus.
Short Bus was a very good album, though.
Hey, yeah. Man, Nice Shot, Dose, which is a great song. Underspent, Take Another, Stuck in Me, It's Over, White Like That, Consider This, and So Cool. Title of a record now. Here we go. Ready? The tracks on title of record. Sands, Welcome to the Fold, Captain Bly. It's gonna kill me. The best things. Take a picture. Skinny.
Yeah.
One of the best songs ever.
Great.
Cancer. I will lead you. I'm not the only one. Miss Blue and Jurassitol.
Well, you know what? Jurassitol is my favorite song that he did. But the whole album to me just there was a mellowness that I don't really like. As much as I like, you know,
the grungy feel of Short Bus.
There you go. Thank you for putting into words my
filling in the blanks. Josh just spoke like a Mad Libs.
Yeah.
Karen had to fill in all the adjectives and verbs.
Talking like I'm a crossword puzzle hint.
If I'm completing your sentences, that means you're a complete dope. Because I'm a complete dope.
Hey, what does this word mean?
I asked Josh before the show. I was like, read this word for me.
Happenstance, that's a word?
By the way, on the Australian version of Title of Record, Triple Like I Do was featured as a bonus track.
That's a good song, too.
Amalgamut was also a great album in 2002. American Cliche, Where Do We Go From Here, Columbine, The Missing, Goddamn Me was on that record. Yeah. So that was a good album.
It's a good album, too. Yeah, but I think Tyler Record overall, plus Tyler Record had one of, like, the biggest hits would Take a Picture. And it wasn't even, like, their style. It was more their mellow kind of feel, but it was huge.
Yeah, so Richard's got a new album he's preparing, and it should be good. It'd be good to talk to him.
Start calling him Ricky.
He's a really good freaking
buddy.
Dude.
Buddy Ricky.
Buddy Ricky.
You know, we haven't talked to many, you know, musicians on this radio program. I mean, Psycho Stick, those guys are hardworking dudes. You know, a couple others. But not somebody of, like, Richard Patrick's caliber.
The magnitude.
You know, the guy, he was part of the whole grunge scene. You know, he's one of the big dudes of that. And he's a good guy. He's not full of himself. He's very down to earth, and he's a great dude. He's great on the radio. So it'll be good to talk to him.
That's a good question. Would you consider him a part of the grunge scene? Like, I never saw him as the flannel-wearing, dreary, droopy guy, you know.
He's more of industrial rock.
Exactly. And,
wouldn't you consider Nine Inch Nails part of the grunge scene?
No.
No.
They were on their own separate. The grunge thing to me was not, it was a stripped-down, underproduced sort of era. Whereas Nine Inch Nails and Filter, I mean, they have a very well produced, you know, almost they relied on a lot of synthesizers and shit like that. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's industrial metal. It's, you know, whatever.
Wait, right. But you're
I'm a musical dope.
Your grunge is like your Pearl Jam's, Alice in Chains, Nirvana.
Yeah, grunge, you know. The era.
Yes, all right. So
it's rock's answer to grunge.
Oh,
the counter. I'll go with that.
The counter.
The counter to grunge.
Even.
So it's anthems for the damned.
Snagglepuss.
Snagglepuss. It
was exit. Stage left even.
Even.
So we're going to talk to Richard Patrick even.
Happenstance even.
Wes Borland worked on this album.
He's on it. John 5 of...
Wes Borland, by the way, was the talented member of Limp Bizkit.
Yeah, but he had that stupid... I hate musicians where they have to all dress up with the makeup and the weird
hair. But that's part of what I liked about him.
Really?
Is the fact that he was the only one in the band doing that.
Everybody else
was dressed in, like, normal clothes, and he made a production out of it to the point where he stood out so much. Like, what fucking band? Like, he just happened to, like, he just accidentally walked on the wrong stage.
Right.
I like that.
Like, he's just like, oh, yeah. Well, I'll just play.
Oh, shit. All right.
I'm dressed up for a clown show. But...
I thought we were doing this.
Well, I got dressed, so might as well do what I can with it. But I never got all the dressing ups.
You know, when he left Limp Bizkit, not to say that Limp Bizkit's, you know,
any good.
I like their first album and some of their second album.
You like the song Faith that they covered.
Oh, it was awesome. But when he left, they completely lost anything that they had. So he's the talented member.
He was the musical talent. Yeah. Wait. Fred Durst wasn't the musical talent?
You know what? Fred Durst can kiss
Writes
my...
Writes blogs.
Like you know that song...
Fred Durst is a soldier boy of fucking rock.
You know that song that Stain did? What is it? It was really mellow. Like, see your true. So you could see my true color.
If you just walk,
shining through.
Ways.
Yeah, whatever. It's a very mellow. There was an acoustic version that was on Family Values, and I know you have
I'm
it.
I'm on the outside.
That one. Yes.
Okay. Okay.
All right. The live version. It sounds really cool. You know. Aaron Lewis is doing a good job.
Mm-hmm.
And then Fred Durst, feel no lighters. This is the real mother feel, y'all.
This is the real right shit here, y'all.
Yeah, feel those lighters.
And then he did that. And then he did that in like his next album, Chocolate Shitheads or whatever.
Chocolate Starfish for the fucking retards.
Yeah, he's like, every song starts off with like, come on, everybody, whoa, hee-haw. It's like, shut up, Fred. You don't have to be in every second of every song.
It's just one of those days.
Hey.
Everybody sucks.
Boy. I'm
ladders.
It's like the Nelly of like rock.
Get up, y'all.
Say three words.
Get up, y'all. Let me see them fists and buttons.
Right there sounds like a cracked out Britney Spears sometimes.
And, like, okay, if you're doing that live, that's one thing. But don't put it on your album. Don't record that. Go in the studio and go, I need to pump up. I need to pump up the listener.
So true. He's like a hype man for his own band.
Yeah, he's his own hype man.
What's up with Fred Durst? By the way, is this true? Fred Durst hit Avril Lavigne?
I'm sure he did.
Did he, like, bang her, or did he, like, smack her with a brick?
I think he banged her.
I'm going to get down to the bottom of that. Did he bang Avril Lavigne, that scumbag?
He's... Because he's so, like...
He
know,
was so famous, though. He could have banged anybody for, like... And what's funny is that he's not there anymore. And when you're bragging... And here's another thing that bothered me. He was bragging about his friendship with Pauly Shore.
Yeah.
Why?
Who does that?
I don't know.
I stopped listening. Like, you're familiar with the Bubba the Love Sponge show. You've heard
absolutely
of it, right?
Bubba Love Sponge.
It used to be on XM before ONA got on there, you know, and I didn't have a whole lot. So I listened to Bubba. I enjoyed it for a little while, and then he had Pauly Shore on the show and was kissing his ass the entire time. I was like, I cannot listen to this guy anymore.
Bubba Love Sponge was kissing Pauly Shore's ass.
Just because of that. It's like the fact that he was kissing Pauly Shore's ass, and this was not height of his career, Pauly Shore. He's kissing his ass like, I cannot listen to this guy anymore. He's lost all credibility to me.
Bubba Love Sponge overmodulated asshole.
Oh, look at you with the technical term.
Here's my impression of Bubba
Love Sponge. Oh, here we go.
Hi, it's Bubba Love Sponge coming at you. Polish Horn Studio. We'll talk to Uncle Joe in a second. Coming back at you, taking a break. We'll be back. Polish Horn next, Bubba Love Sponge show.
Yeah.
Actually, it sounds like you in the recording.
Actually, that's a very good impression of Bubba.
Yeah. God, Jesus, does he fuck... I mean, radio DJs are known for manipulating their voice, so they sound a little deeper, a little more interesting. Jeremy Bubba the Love Sponge takes it to... Bubba the Love Sponge microphone is on steroids. injects his microphone with voice steroids.
My buddy Hulk Hogan, I was over at my buddy Hulk Hogan's house, and we were lifting weights, and
Bubba the Love Sponge. I love Howard on Howard 101. Bubba the Love Sponge. I make $1 million an episode. Bubba the Love Sponge. Let's crucify this pig and get some ratings.
Tony nailed it. Sounds like the first 10 minutes of every LR show. Overmodulated and distorted.
All right.
Yeah, but that's on purpose.
He makes money doing it, all right?
Yeah.
To sound overmodulated.
Yeah, Bubba's doing it on purpose.
Tony made Kieran all upset now.
Yeah, a little self-conscious.
Kieran's Colin cries.
Thanks for pointing that out there, Rocket.
Tony B from Hamilton, New Jersey on the Bubba the Love Sponge radio program. He loves the Negroes. All right. Let's get to the business at hand. The business at hand is taking a break. So we'll be back right after this. More LunaticRadio.com show. Getting the show started, everybody, on a Sunday, 5 p.m.
It's
new time slot. Here we go.
Merry Christmas from the LunaticRadio.com show.
How do you show someone you love that they are the one? So many ways to express love, it's hard to choose just one. How you gonna do it? Some people like to kiss, some people like to hug, some lesbians like other shit out of a cup. Some people say I love you, some even shout it out, some people puke semi-died.
digested shit into each other's mouths. Sometimes making love's not enough. You have to step it up. And you're urinating on her face is not enough to say. Like eating each other's shit out of a cup. Some people say I love you, some even shout it out. Some people puke semi-digested shit into each other's mouths. She's covered in
to let you know that I will never do the show again.
Yes! All right.
Yeah! Alienating people since 1979.
Lunatic Radio and VitalPodcast.com. Click on the link at the Lunatic Radio website. The new order of podcasting.
Are you looking for HD quality, uncensored broadcasts from all genres of news, sports, music, entertainment, and more? Or are you a broadcaster looking for a program to help easily get your live and pre-programmed content out to a wide audience? If you are either an avid listener of internet-based programming or a broadcaster with little or even advanced knowledge, then UBroadcast is for you. UBroadcast has created two revolutionary products for both the listener and broadcaster. First, the UBroadcast Player. The UBroadcast Player for the listener immediately gives access to hundreds of live and pre-programmed shows with easy-to-use functions and interactive features. It also gives access to featured content and, coming soon, live concerts, adults-only programming, and premium content channels. And if that's not enough, the UBroadcast Station Manager. The UBroadcast Station Manager is an easy-to-use broadcasting tool that will quickly get your show up and running. Talk live about topics that are important to you that may not get coverage in mainstream media. Conduct interviews and other presentations, debate live callers, and play sound effects and commercials just like professional broadcasters. The best part to getting started is that it's all free. So go to UBroadcast.com and try it yourself. That's www.UBroadcast.com.
And now back to the LunaticRadio.com show. We suck.
Man, what up, everybody? LunaticRadio.com show. Nine Inch Nails hanging out at Kid Rock in studio.
Sure is.
Emails at the show, LunaticRadio.com. Drunk Call Hotline, everybody. You love the Drunk Call Hotline. Tell me you do.
Yes.
206-202-LUNA. That's 206-202-566. Josh Gogan, world famous comedian, eating almonds in studio.
Would you like some almonds?
I would not. You can take your almonds and go fuck yourself.
No. Almonds. Don't have your ingredients. Almonds. May contain peanuts.
What?
And other tree nuts.
Stop.
Yeah.
Daddy. Stop.
Hopefully it contains other tree nuts like almonds.
I think you're lying. How can almonds contain peanuts?
It says it right there.
Ingredients. You're goddamn right. I don't even know what I'm looking at, but yes.
Gracious.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Oh, you better watch out for the carbs. 6 grams of carbs in those almonds.
That.
Unbelievable. By the way, did anybody notice that Amy Fisher's porno has been out? I saw the screen caps of the porno like 8 months ago.
I've never heard about this.
And I thought it was like an old thing, you know, I didn't think anybody was interested in it.
Giving a shit?
But I actually, I heard it on the radio. You know, the ONA show we're covering, and I heard it, and I was just like, you know, I got to fucking check this out.
Sure.
Because those guys were saying that she looked actually pretty good. And I was like, Amy Fisher? I was like, come on. No, I don't wait.
The Long Island Lolita?
Yeah.
Come on, she's got to be, what, 29, 30?
33 years old. Amy Fisher, everybody knows who she is. She shot Jody Buffico's wife in the fucking cranium with a fucking shotgun or some shit.
And she lives.
The broad and, got all fucking wigged out. You got to watch out for these Long Island bros. They get wigged out every once in a while. You know? Something happens to the fucking car.
Out of Massapequa.
Fucking they're dating like five guys at a time, and if one of those five guys cheats on him, that guy's dead. So then she ends up dating four people. You know, the girls on Long Island, I'm just saying, are fucking nuts. They got where they have bangs. Bangs.
Bang. Wow. Is that what you're saying?
That's so middle school.
Are you generalizing Long Island chicks? Is they're all wackos?
And they're all wackos.
Wackaloons.
No, actually, some of them are pretty cool. I like them. But if you guys can if you can fill for a second here, I'll try to find porno.
You guys, Phil.
How do the Long Island girls compare to Jersey girls?
That's a good question.
Jersey girls?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, it's a good question.
It's the same fucking chick.
Really?
Yeah.
So it just skips Manhattan and goes right into Jersey, is what you're saying.
Yeah, well, the people from Manhattan are from all over the country. That's what I'm saying.
Right. Oh, yeah, I guess I can see that.
All right, I think I'm bringing it up now.
Yeah.
The Amy Fisher porno. It is not too bad. Apparently she... Oh, give me off the camera, Mark. I hate being on the camera.
Shut up!
Here it is right here.
I'll be able to see it.
The red light district. It is 56 minutes of goodness. Let me just pause it and scan through it.
Okay.
So we can get some audio of it. So there she is, Josh. Shake her out.
Wow! Holy cow, this is good quality.
She's got breast implants.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, here she is blowing a guy.
That is high def.
Apparently, she married a rich guy.
What's with that underhanded jerk technique she's using there?
But she looks pretty good. She actually, you know, I was watching this, and it looks like a porno from, it looks like a Weagle porno. You know, what's it, Catherine Weagle?
No idea.
Something like that.
Weagle?
Porn star. It looks like, oh, God, here's a jizz shot.
Oh, she's completely faking it.
You mean she's not enjoying him straddling her?
That's true. Rocket brings up a good point. Amy Fisher's jerking off her husband right here, and he's blowing a load all over her fucking boobies. No girl moans when another guy's blowing a load on her face.
Nothing happens.
There's no reason to moan. Why have the fake moan there?
Yeah.
Have you ever finished that way?
What, on a face?
No, well, yeah. I mean, given the... In porno fashion. I'm not talking about just pulling out and... I'm like, you know, yeah, come here and let me come on your tits. Have you done that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That just seems so...
I didn't say, like, come here.
Wow, he is old. I'm sorry. I'm just seeing a picture of him.
I didn't say, like, come here, but I was... Actually, most of the time, the other girl was like, all right, you want to just throw it here? And I was like, all right, why not?
Wow. It just seems so awkward at that point.
Let's work it out. Yeah, so it's actually not a bad, you know, celebrity porno. I got to put it up there. She's not really a celebrity, right? But she's like a pop culture icon.
Yeah.
No, come on.
Too
much credit. She's a tri-state, you know,
the
knowledge.
The whole country knows Amy Fisher.
Really? Yeah. The whole country
knows
who
she is. She was a national story for weeks.
Yeah.
Wow. She's in the tabloids whenever anything happens, she's in the tabloids.
Let me scan
she's
through.
She's not that bad looking.
See if I can find a. We're just.
It's so funny. She fucking shot another chick, and now she's making money over. You know, fucking.
I don't
Why
even
should rappers be the only ones that get to do that?
Oh, look at you. Good point. Good point, sir.
We'll just play it from here. See what this is about. There she is. She's riding the her husband on the bed. She's kind of like sideways a little bit. She's going up and down on that peg. It is a peg.
He's not doing too bad either.
Yeah.
How old is that dude?
Come on, baby. He's got to be in his mid-50s.
Come on.
Oh, touch my clit.
Whoa.
Don't rub it. Just touch it.
Oh, ew, man, she's ugly.
She's blow drying her hair. All right, let's get through. Let's see what else is going on.
Why are they showing that?
There she is by the pool. Wearing a black bikini. Those tits look like fucking headlights. They really do. And I know that's tacky to say, but they really do.
She's... Now, this is the weird thing that...
She's got hi-hats.
What is the point of this? She's walking to the pool. Why? Oh, here she is in the shower. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, gotta get the vagina.
She's not a bad-looking chick.
Lather up the vagina.
Is it because the internet has made porn so mainstream now that it's become the thing to do for celebrities? I mean, I know that Pamela Anderson sort of started the whole thing, but it almost seems like this is like the next logical step in a mediocre celebrity's career.
Right.
Yeah.
It's on the schedule, you know? I'll sell a book, and then I'll make a porn, and then I'll, you know.
Well, you had the Kim Kardashian, right? You had Paris Hilton, who set the record there. Not Paris Hilton. It was Pam Anderson, right, who made the first one that everybody knows about. And then you had Paris Hilton, Kim Kardashian. There's some chick from Survivor. The first season of Survivor.
That's a good one.
I haven't seen that one.
That's a good one.
She had one. Then he had, who's the actor guy? Everybody loves, I don't know.
Tom Sizemore?
Yeah, Tom Sizemore had one.
Fred Durst has got one.
Fred Durst had one.
Although I heard he's got like a 4-inch cock in it. But yeah, I heard he's not packing much at all.
Colin Farrell had one. That's the guy I was thinking of. He was playing some black chick. Yeah. And, you know, celebrity sex tapes. Big and fun stuff to have.
Yeah, but I mean...
But Amy Fisher, not on that caliber of celebrity. You know, she doesn't have any talent, like, actually working on the camera. She did do a little brief stint as a morning show co-host here on Long Island on 98.5 The Bone.
Aside from...
Which is a station that no longer exists.
Whoa, Amy, calm down. Don't go shoot anybody over that one.
Yeah.
How many... I mean, like, aside from maybe that photo of Brando blowing a dude, how many, like...
Wait, Brando?
Yeah, you ever see that picture?
Marlon Brando blowing a guy?
There's a picture of him with a cock in his mouth.
I can see that. Go ahead.
And but, I mean, there really wasn't a whole lot of, like, celebrity sex this or that, you know, 25 years ago and later.
So my review of the Amy Fisher porno, it is a porno.
What are you doing to me?
It is a porno. It really is. It is. It's not a blacklight thing.
No.
It's not some like home video type of deal.
They're advertising their website.
There is some production to this. It's 56 minutes long. There are cuts. There are fades.
There's editing.
Different scenes. I mean, it really looks like a early 90s porno. And it's Amy Fisher, and she's not too bad looking. She's got a nice ass, fake boobies. Very, very... I mean, her husband looks like he's killed like 5 people. So, I don't know. He's rich, though. So, the Amy Fisher porno. There you go, people. Check it out at redlightdistrict.com or amyfishersucksabigdick.com or sure.
Whatever.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
There is no link. We downloaded off some... Wait, what's the website was that?
I don't know where I got it, Rick. Yeah. I'm not revealing my sources.
Oh!
BitTorrent.
Amy,
good for you.
Amy Fisher.
Good for you. Don't give it to them.
Amy Fisher herself.
Work for it.
Yeah. Yeah. Also in the news this week was Jennifer Love Hewitt, Fatty Pictures. Fatty Pictures of Jennifer Love Hewitt, and everybody's getting on her ass about...
there's so much room. Ha ha ha!
There was, there was a picture of her in a bikini in the ocean or something, right? She was on vacation, having a good time. And some paparazzo took a picture of Jennifer Love Hewitt. And, her ass was huge. And everybody got on her for it. Because she's a celebrity and she shouldn't be fat. Is that the deal?
Is she still doing anything?
Yeah, she's on. She has a CBS show, I think.
Oh, that's right. The
Horse Whisperer or something.
Yeah.
Ghost Whisperer.
That
is,
show
is
that
it the Ghost
watches.
Whisperer?
I guess. I don't fucking know.
It's an old person show.
There she was, bare naked, on the beach, looking like she's obese. Really?
Yeah, but she's a... The problem is that... You ever gone to like, let's say, the Hard Rock in Vegas or... You
know, right.
They have like, the Britney Spears schoolgirl uniform and the Christina Aguilera costume that she wore. They're so fucking tiny.
Mm-hmm.
That 5 pounds in these chicks has got to look like 30.
Right.
And I'm guessing that's probably what it is. She's got an extra 10 pounds on her, maybe 15. But she's got such a small frame that it looks a lot bigger.
Right. I say so be it, man.
Yeah.
The girl's still smoking.
And it, you know, I never
it's
really...
Jennifer Loves Hooters, man. She's a smoking little chick.
I never really thought she was that hot.
Do you remember her...
awful.
Oh, dude, dude.
Jennifer Loves you, Hooters.
Is Jennifer Loves
so
Hooters.
Stupid.
Dude, don't tell me in the later years of Party of Five, tell me she wasn't fucking smoking.
Never watched it.
Party of Five chick.
I never watched it. Never watched... I don't watch soap operas.
Sorry, Karen. Some of us went out.
I remember... I remember what you did last summer. I don't know what you... Whatever that movie was. Come on, dude.
Not really.
She's got a great rank
for me. Yeah, she's never.
Jennifer Love Hewitt doesn't do it for you.
No, I don't know.
I'm not saying
why.
Not so much these days.
No, she never. She's one of those ones that I never got. I was like, I don't see it.
She was a little giddy. I'll give you that. She's a little giddy, like very hyper. Like, hi guys.
Yeah.
How you doing?
She seemed annoying to me.
Want to go to the movies? I'll go to the movies with you. Take away the giddiness.
Oh, my God, y'all.
But I think a celebrity chick can become fatty every once in a while. I mean, how you can't remain...
They should.
You can't be a fucking size fucking nothing your whole life.
Well, the problem is, too...
I mean, you got to go out and enjoy yourself. Have a little pound cake every once in a while.
What gets me is it's these fat women who buy the fucking Inquirer magazines and go, oh, my God, look at so... It's really...
Yeah.
You're gonna give her shit while you got a cart full of Twinkies?
Wanna pound her cake?
Absolutely. I saw a picture of that cake ass she had. It was awesome, dude.
You wanna smack it, don't you?
Absolutely.
Just get in there and go.
I wanna, smother it with cream or icing.
Whoa.
Icing.
Make it edible.
Yeah. Get a fork and knife, go to town on that bastard.
Smattering.
Honestly, I like that anyway. I like a little bit more.
Yeah.
Just because there's something about it that seems one, real, and two, attainable.
Yes.
You know? Like you see it, you're like, you know what, I could fuck that.
So now Jennifer Love Hewitt's attainable.
No,
is that what it is?
No, you can create the illusion
I don't think she's attainable.
Oh, because she's heavier.
And not only that, but you can go, I could meet a girl that looks just like that.
Yes.
How do you feel about those paparazzi?
Come on.
Fucking taking a picture of Jennifer Love Hewitt in a big dress and smearing it all over the internet and calling her a fatty. Is that right?
That's their job, though. Like it's more the consumer's fault for wanting that.
Yeah.
I mean, this story was, it's such a dumb story. Like, who cares? She looks a little fat in a bikini. And it was covered on, like, CNN, MSNBC. Bill O'Reilly was doing segments on it.
Because it blew up the story. And she also came out and said, you don't have to be loved for being... If she didn't say a word about it, it probably would have came and went. But she spoke up about it.
She should have came out and said,
Banks.
So what? I gained a couple pounds. Big fucking deal.
It's the Tyra's
thing.
That's
what I would have said.
Exactly. It's the Tyra's thing.
Yeah, what business is it of yours? The whole thing is just stupid in that everybody complains about celebrity culture and how much, it's all we care about is stupid celebrities, blah, blah, blah. But we can't help but look at it.
Right.
And it's our nature. It really is. Mm. It's like they did an experiment with monkeys. These chimpanzees or something, and they showed them pictures of the alpha males of the group,
right.
You know, the top dogs of their community.
Okay,
and they would have rather looked at those pictures of the alphas than eat at some times.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's ingrained in us somewhere that we have to like see they're not even the top of our society, but you know the. Whatever we pay attention to, the people we pay attention to, we have this innate need to find out what's going on and gossip about them.
Right. No, I believe
it's,
that.
It's
absolutely.
Weird.
Yeah, it is fucking bizarre, dude.
But you know the thing that I find very funny about this story is... Oh, sorry about that, Karen.
Go ahead.
Is that, and I don't have a problem with her size whatsoever, but she's saying, it's okay to be a size 2. That she's saying now she's a size 2, when she's a lot bigger than a size 2.
Yeah, she says on her website, a size 2 is not fat.
She's not.
Nor will ever be. And being a size 0 doesn't make you beautiful.
So she's saying right now she's a size 2.
She should have came out on her website and said, you know what? Who fucking cares?
Yeah. But she kind of dug her own hole a little bit by saying she's a size 2 now.
Well, no. She came out on her website and said, I've sat by in silence for a long time now about the way women's bodies are constantly scrutinized. To set the record straight, I'm not upset for me, but for all the girls out there that are struggling with their body image. That's what she said on her website, Jennifer Love Hewitt. You know, if she just came out on her website again and said, you know what? It was a shot of me. I put on a few pounds. What's the fucking big deal? Who cares? Yeah. I still suck a good dick.
O-Town Rocker got it. Yeah, size 2XL. That's funny.
She's not a size 2, though. What these celebrities need to do, because George Clooney's had a huge problem with the paparazzi, and Julia Roberts is recently, and what they all need to do is band together, chip in a little bit of cash, hire their own paparazzi to follow the paparazzi, and publish their own magazine called Look at These Assholes.
And half these scumbags, half these paparazzi guys, right?
Yeah.
Whatever. It's their job. It's what they have to do, right? But they are kind of annoying, right? Half of them, though, are hired by company. Half of them are all criminals. Criminal guys that have done time. And, like, a company will come out and be like, and the guy's looking for a job. You know, the company will hire him and say, yeah, just go out and fucking take pictures.
You can't blame the paparazzi, though. There's consumers buying this shit. Record numbers.
The only time it bugs me is when they go after the kids. You know, they've got to get when they've got to get that shot of Tom Cruise's kid, and they got to get that shot of Britney's kid. Mm-hmm. It's like they're kids. Come on, let them. You don't traumatize them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's sad that that's. I mean, I also blame the celebrity parents for not, because if they didn't live in L.A., if they lived in Butte, Montana, there wasn't going to be any paparazzi there. But still, there should be some. Some sort of unwritten rule that you don't get in the kids' faces,
right? And celebrities obviously don't have privacy anymore,
right?
Not even stitch of privacy.
But
you have it.
You have it if you choose to have it. Like I said, if you go like Prince, there's never a paparazzi story about Prince,
right?
He's huge, but nobody knows anything about him because he chooses to live wherever.
Yeah.
I don't even know where he is.
Minneapolis?
Yeah.
Minneapolis?
Yeah, of all places.
Yeah, he chooses to live where no one's going to go.
No one wants to go there. Minnesota. I snorted again. That's the second one on the show. Yeah, so leave Jennifer Love Hewitt alone.
Leave her alone!
Leave her alone, man. What's wrong with that? Some of these celebrities like to go and do, you know, like when we spoke to Shaw Jackson on the radio program a while back. And she was on the Moesha show for 9 years and whatever. And she was talking about how she didn't even like the Moesha show, even though she was on it for 7 years or something. She's like, it's a job.
Yeah.
So some of these, you know, celebrities, when they're on the TV, yeah, that's their job. That's what they trained for. So they go on, they entertain you. But when they go home, they want to go home and relax like the guy who, you know, like everybody else.
Sure.
Like the regular construction worker
dude. Just live a normal life.
Who just wants to go home and watch some tube. Some of these celebrities want to do that. Some of these celebrities aren't like fucking Paris Hilton or like Britney, you know, sucking cock Spears.
Oh, didn't realize their middle name
changed. The only thing, though, is that
they're not attention-seeking whores.
It may be a negative for them to get all this attention from the paparazzi and stuff, but at the same time, if they didn't get that, they would not be as big as they are. Like this Amy Winehouse, or is that her name?
Yeah.
I have no idea who she is. I've never heard anything, but she's all of a sudden, she's all over the tabloids. That's the only reason I even know her name.
Yeah, but I'm sure she'd rather
anything that she's done.
Maybe Amy Winehouse. I don't know, but maybe she'd rather just go do her gigs, sing, and go home and you know, do some coke and stuff in privacy.
That's fine, but I'm just saying that it's also getting them out to more people who wouldn't otherwise.
Their
even
reckless
know.
Behavior,
right? But
is
some
helping.
People don't care about it. Some of these celebrities don't care.
Wait,
about
wait.
That.
So you're saying their reckless behavior is a publicity tool?
Yeah.
And they choose to do that.
I think some of them do choose to do it.
Purposely suited.
I don't think any White House.
I think some of Britney Spears' fuck ups have been planned.
I can't imagine Amy Winehouse when she's going home, she's fucking loaded because apparently she has like substance problems.
Yeah.
And she gets all loaded. I can't imagine she's making conscious decisions on, okay, now I got to go outside and take pictures.
No, but you have
to get my picture taken.
No, but she's got people around her. Who know better and go, you know what? Yeah, go ahead and get fucked up, but do it in the hotel room.
Mm-hmm.
And don't go stumbling around in public.
It's true.
And, you know, people around her keep protecting her if they didn't want that out.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, what's the song that she's got right now?
Try to make me go to rehab.
Right. So what better to promote that song than to stumble around in a stupor, right. You know, in a drug-induced
stupor.
She's
selling the record.
Wow. She really means it. She's living it. It's not just something that somebody wrote for her, you know?
Right.
You know what I mean? It's an image.
Mm-hmm. I tell you what, though. I'd fucking tap that little fatty Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Really?
Right now.
Then why not?
If she looks like that, I would do it. You see her cans? The cans look bigger. That's another thing. When the chicks put on some couple pounds.
Get some boops.
And not only, all right, the ass gets a little bigger, but it's not a problem.
She's not a benefit grotesque at all.
I know she isn't.
No one's saying
I'm saying there's a benefit to it, though, because the boobies get bigger.
Most of the time.
Look at you, thinking. He's a thinking
man.
The
boobies get bigger. And if you're a boob guy, you know, it's a plus for you.
It's a plus, yeah.
It's a plus.
She does not look bad. And
No, I think she looks good.
Not at all.
Well, if you're an ass man, too, she's got you covered there.
Yeah.
Just my problem is just the way she lied about, like, she's saying she's a size 2 now. Which kind
of
like...
And you want to know how to fix the problem of a big ass. If you don't like your girl having a big ass, you get her naked and you bend her over.
Oh.
You bend her over and do it from behind. It takes care of the problem. You don't see that fat gets kind of stretched out and flattened. And her ass looks great, bent over.
Well, look at you, just solving life's problems.
Wow, I am. Josh, bend over for me. Let me show you. Josh has got that peach-looking ass.
Ew. You know, it's just disgusting. Sorry, no offense, Josh.
I've been doing a lot of squats, Kieran. That's not fair.
Too much on my dick, though. Oh, my God.
What are you doing?
I don't know. I'm losing my mind.
And we're gay.
Taking a show gay again.
It happens.
All right. So, leave Jennifer Love Hewitt alone. Amy Fisher porno, very good. That's the two things we covered in this segment, everybody. And we'll take a break. We'll come back.
And try to do a show?
LunaticRadio.com, right after this.
Send all pals, take all pals, take all part away. Pull upon it till I'm on hot or birthday.
Donnie, wish everyone a Merry Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
No, you fucking retard.
I call me a retard. I'm on bed on threshold.
Honey, just wish everyone a Merry Christmas.
Okay, Merry Christmas.
Tell them who you are.
My name is Anton and Patty, and I'm here with everyone for Merry Christmas.
Give me the mic. Nick the Moon says Merry Christmas.
LunaticRadio.com.
All right, so let's get back to the stunt. You're in the kitchen downstairs. The wife, Lauren, is upstairs resting asleep, dreaming of black men. Now, how are you going to do it? Where is the bed located in the bedroom? I mean, is she going to notice you walking in the door, or is there a way you can, like, kind of sneak up on her?
Yeah, this really isn't that elaborate of a stunt. She's sleeping. I'm going to basically jump up next door and drop my ball sack on her face.
All right.
It should be about a 5 second, basically 5 seconds. If I can just pull this off, we'll be good to go. And your listeners, a few have emailed me, and they'll say things like, oh, you and your wife remind me of me and my husband or me and my wife. You know, you guys are so wacky. And I'm like, well... I wonder if your listeners police stunts. I think I emailed you too some other stuff I wanted to do, and I think you were like, I wouldn't do that. I don't want to be responsible for you doing that.
Yeah,
anymore.
You know what? I honestly can't remember what else you suggested, but all I know is I wrote back to you saying, "It's your marriage. You can do what you want."
Why don't we start with a teabag?
All right,
that's good college humor fun.
Okay, let's. So are you starting to walk off now?
Well, let me give the play-by-play.
All right, go ahead.
For you guys. Now, keep in mind, I can do a whole lot of talking once I get in the bedroom. So it'll be a lot of dead air for just a few seconds.
Well, put us on speakerphone or something.
If I can work my phone. You guys are on the speaker.
All right.
All right, currently right now, I'm going to be de-pantsing.
De-pantsing. Rory's going to be talking to us naked.
The pajamas are coming off.
Have you thought about the potential hazards in this, Rory?
What are the hazards?
Your balls ending up in her hand and her squeezing them.
Oh, yeah.
Swatting you like a bug?
Talk about a buzzkill.
All right, so Rory's walking up the stairs. He's taking off his pants. He's going to teabag his wife or something.
All right, guys. I'm walking up the stairs.
Okay, we'll be quiet. We'll be quiet.
I don't think we need to be.
Be very, very quiet. All right, here we go.
Oh my God, what are you doing? Rory, stop talking.
Oh my God.
You're the man, Rory.
Did you get it?
No, she freaked out.
She freaked out.
Did you hear that?
We heard her scream in horror.
Yeah, you guys weren't even on speakerphone either, so it must have been really loud.
Oh my God, is she all mad now? What does she look like now?
I don't know. Hold on, let me go back in and try again.
Get out of here! Stop it!
Let me just teabag you real quick. Please? Let me just put my balls on your nose. Please.
Hello? Yeah, you're there.
You're the man, Rory. I love to play, dude.
On that line.
It was like a home invasion.
She got away, too. I mean, like, my balls were just touching the tip of her nostrils, and she escaped.
Next time we'll get her.
Now that Rory woke me up, I think you guys should know that he sleeps with a stuffed animal.
Lauren 1, Rory 0.
Wow.
I'm not lying.
Rory's pantsless and his wife is funny.
And now back to the show. Lunatic Radio. Forward. 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 What the fuck? These guys are gay. Lunatic Radio.
What up, everybody?
I think it's gonna rain.
What up? LunaticRadio.com show. Kieran Rock in studio. Josh Jogan.
Thank you.
Wow, man, we know how to. Right there.
Wow.
Right to the post.
Rocket was saving the show during the break. We had, what do we have, 5 seconds to air?
Yeah.
And I got the tape in. It was like the old broadcast news movie. You know, you ever see that with Holly Hunter?
Man.
You had to run across the studio with the tape.
And I had to hit record.
We have 4 seconds to air. 4 seconds to air. 4 seconds to air.
I can't do this. This stuff just drives me nuts. I can't enjoy the show anymore. I'm just doing shit. Ugh.
Word up, everybody. It's Josh Gogan. We're in studio. Emails to the show, lunaticradio.com, drunk call hotline, 206-202-LUN. That's 206-202-5666, everybody. Hit us up. Richard Patrick will be joining us on the program later. And I believe Race Car Johnny will be joining us as well. I believe Chaos Chris had something to... Chris, I don't know. He's saying something. Somebody's in the chat room. Who cares? I don't care about other radio shows. I really don't.
Don't.
When I'm not on the radio, I like bashing them. But when I'm on the radio, I don't. By the way, whatever happened to Glenn Hollis? Remember Glenn Hollis?
Oh boy.
We used to talk about Glenn Hollis. Glenn Hollis was a nighttime DJ here on Long Island, I guess many years ago. And we used to talk about him on the radio program a lot. He worked for Walk 97.5, and he used to do a show called the Walk Pillow Talk.
Remember that? No way. I
wish I did have audio.
Oh.
And I was thinking about it last night because I was playing an old clip from the show, and it was when we were talking about him, and how he's just completely ridiculous because he gets on the, he used to get on the air back in the day, I guess, when he worked for Walk WALK, and he was like whispering to the microphone. He did like a request show.
Right.
And he was like completely over the top. Be like, hi, this is Glenn Hollis, Walk 97.5. If you'd like to make a love dedication, call me up at 1-800-WALK-PILLOW-TALK.
Always and forever.
And I'll make that dedication to your sweet loved one. Like, he was just over the top and, very loving, and it was gooberish. And I used to listen to him all the time because it gave me it made me cringe. It made me cringe because this guy, probably on his free time, was touching 14-year-olds. I'm just saying.
You're throwing it out there.
Throwing it out there. Could happen.
Could not. You never
could
know.
Could happen. But, you know, I was like, you know what? I'm going to look up Glenn Hollis, see if he's on the radio, because he does the overnights,
sure.
Right?
Sure.
And it turns out Glenn Hollis got fired from Walk 2 years ago.
Stop.
Yeah. He's gone. He was a fixture. I'm going to say it. He was a fixture in Long Island broadcasting. WALK 97.5. Light listening station, the light easy FM, whatever they call it. Light FM. It's a light FM station, right? And this guy was the dude. He was the man at night that put us to bed with our loved ones.
He was the Delilah back then.
He brought the love to Long Island, and he's gone. He's gone.
Man.
And I wanted to do more Glenn Hollis segments on this
radio
program.
I really wish I could throw something in, but I've never heard the guy.
Oh, he was great. Rock, look it up. Can you look him up on Google?
Glenn Hollis, yeah.
Yeah, look him up on
I'm
Google.
I'm trying to find the show that we did his audio on.
Look him up on Google and type in Glenn Hollis, The Coast. I believe he has been hired by a small-time FMer in South Florida called The Coast. It's like 97.3, The Coast. And he's doing the overnights for The Coast in South Florida. It's love dedications with Glenn Hollis from midnight to 5. Glenn Hollis has worked in radio for more than a decade, and he's still doing the overnight someplace. Come on, man. He was the man, Glenn Hollis. Walk 97.5. He spun the hits. And he always played Heatwave on the Walk Pillow Talk show. There he is, Glenn Hollis. And he looks like Craig Stadler on Crack. Remember that? We used to talk about that all the time. What is his favorite quote? Here's Glenn Hollis' favorite quote. True love is knowing the person, knowing a person's faults, and loving them for them. Loving them more for them. I blew his quote.
What does that mean?
Like secret fantasy to be present for a day. I would declare a day of poetry, peace, and love. What a maggot.
If you love someone for their faults, and not faults. Tomorrow,
true love is knowing a person's faults and loving them more for them.
No, that's not true. If you love them for them, they're not faults then. That
won't right. He's contradicting himself.
It's like, you know what? Oh, gosh, he's an alcoholic and he beats me. But God damn it, I love him for it. What? No one would ever say that.
We're looking at Glenn Hollis' bio for The Coast in South Florida. Glenn Hollis was a fixture, I'm telling you people, in Long Island radio for many years on 97.5 WALK. He did the Walk Pillow Talk. I love the Walk Pillow Talk. It was nonstop dedications to your loved one for hours on end. And he would get on the radio, play this song like 90 times an hour, and go, "Hi, Glenn Hollis, Walk 97.5. I love my wife. Here's the latest one from Whitney Houston." And he would come on. He would come on at 7 p.m. talking about Walk Pillow Talk. If you're at home with your loved one in bed, it's 7 fucking o'clock at night on Long Island. We're still in the fucking midst of rush hour traffic, Glenn.
Nobody's home snuggling right now.
Who are you talking to, senior citizens?
He's talking to people in the fucking Europe.
Maybe farmers.
That's why I love this guy.
Farmers.
Because when he was on the radio in Long Island, this was like my days back in college when I used to commute to a local Dowling University or college, whatever. I used to, on my ride home, I used to flick around the channels and Glenn Hollis would be on. It'd be like 7:15, he's like, "It's a late night with Glenn Hollis. If you're at home in bed with your loved one, tell her how much you love her. Tell her how much she means to you." Like, fucking Glenn, I'm fucking stuck on Sunrise Highway and grid back to back traffic here. I got an overturned truck.
I'm not thinking about snuggling.
I'm thinking about how do I get off. I need to find the nearest exit, Glenn. Tell me where the nearest exit is, Glenn. How do I get home?
This is playing. It's the last thing you want to hear.
If you're stuck on traffic on Sunrise Highway,
fuck yourself, Glenn.
Just think about your wife and how much she means to you. Think about that wedding day you had. All the flowers and roses and poetry you read to her. Go fuck yourself, Glenn.
That's all dumb stuff.
We're not recycling bits.
I'm not recycling
dumb stuff.
I'm just bringing this up because Glenn Hollis, this is, I didn't notice. He's been gone for 2 years.
Yeah. Have you ever read your girl poetry and felt good about it later?
No. No.
It's always like, you know, oh, she's going to love this. And you do it. And then, like, when you reflect on it later, you're like, what the fuck? That was just dumb.
Yeah. I've written messages on MySpace that I've regret.
Oh, you? No.
Oh, yeah.
Off. No.
Believe me, I get 6 months worth of them.
Oh, my goodness.
It always seems like such a good idea at the time. I'm going to write her poems and read them to her.
This is going to get to her heart.
Oh, yeah. And you just, even if it's received well, you still don't feel good about it.
This is Glenn Hollis, Walk 97.5. I got a MySpace message from Sarah. She says she wants to show her cunt to me. Ooh. Should I accept her as a friend?
Are you under 16?
Taking calls at 1-800-WALK-PILLOW-TALK. Let me know if I should see some Amy Fisher porno on the web. Glenn Hollis should do, like, hip-hop.
That's what I'm thinking. That was funny.
This is Glenn Hollis. Here's the new
Soulja Boy.
Here's the latest joint from 50 Cent.
Joint?
Talking about the hoes.
We all love the hoes.
Who wants to throw down?
I'm melancholy with my
so
hose.
Over the top of this guy, too. Oh, man, it is sad to see him go. And I believe he's relocated to, I don't even know, because I looked that up on Google. I was like, where is Glenn Hollis?
Yeah.
And pretty much that's what I typed in Google. And I found that station. And I don't know if he's on that station, the coast, 97.3, yeah, South Florida. But sad to see him go. And then I got some Toolbox on walk now. Some little young kid doing the overnights after hours with some kid who's fucking 17 spinning Whitney Houston and fucking
he took your job.
Bobby Brown's My Prerogative. I don't know, I figured I'd bring that up.
But if you want to hear the original discussion about him way back in 05, Kieran.
Yeah, I believe it's on the breaks.
And it's in, if you go to lunaticradio.com's website, in the vault, it's in there. Check it out. It's funny.
Yeah, maybe we can
what do you need?
You know, put Glenn Hollis in touch with TPX Radio or
New
Broadcast Cringe Humor, because he would fit great in at Cringe Humor. I mean, he's not like a guy who's trying to be funny or anything. Right. It's just listening to him makes you think.
Makes you go,
get him on K-Sex.
It makes you think of child porn. It honestly does. Because what you should do, this is what Chris should do at Cringe Humor. Locate Glenn Hollis, right?
Yeah.
Make sure you get a nice headshot of him. Hire him for the overnight shift on Cringe Humor. And make sure when his show is playing, there's just a headshot of Glenn Hollis in the player.
Sets it off perfectly.
Because you listen to his voice going, hey, it's Glenn Hollis on Cringe Humor Radio overnights, everybody. Taking your love dedications. And you're staring at this guy on the internet, on the media player. And you're going, this guy's fucking touching my daughter. I can believe it. I'm sure he's not. I'm sure he loves his wife. I believe in his bio it says the favorite place to be is in his wife's arms.
Ooh.
Oh, they say vagina.
Yeah.
Not when it comes to Cringe Humor. It'd be like,
my favorite place.
Yeah. We'll do a bio for him and stuff.
So you think he's a kid toucher, huh?
Glenn's favorite place to be. Up some chick's ass.
Holla.
Glenn Hollis, bring him back to Long Island, please.
Glenn Hollis, kid toucher.
What are you doing here?
Yeah, I want him back. By the way, Josh was mentioning a story to me before the radio program began. Penn State students dressed as Virginia Tech shooter. What is that all about?
Shooting victims.
Shooting victims.
Yeah, they're putting on these Virginia Tech shirts and then putting like bullet holes in them and blood spatters and some Halloween thing. And now it's causing a big stir because somebody, one of them had the pictures up on their Facebook, and it finally got around to where the media found them and has the story.
Is he a little early for that?
Well, how long ago was it? I don't even remember how long ago it was.
May?
May?
When that crazy kid from...
I saw he did the day after.
At Vodtech.
Well, if they wait too long, it's no longer relevant. It's like going around in a crocodile hunter costume with the stingray hanging out of your chest. You know, yeah, it's too late.
Here's the story about the Penn State students dressing up as the Vodtech shooter. Here we go.
It started with a picture on Facebook and has now created a firestorm of outrage. Two Penn State students dressed as Virginia Tech shooting victims at a Halloween party tonight. Many in the Hokie community and beyond are upset about these pictures and the message they think it sends. Now, officials at Penn State are adamant this is not how the majority of their campus feels. Virginia Tech was overwhelmed by support from so many other colleges and universities in the wake of the April 16th tragedy. From Miami players wearing black wristbands during baseball games to money donated to the Hokie Spirit Memorial.
Get to the story, you dope.
Yeah, and who lumps... an entire school in with two people. Yeah. Who fucking does that?
Right. If somebody's like looking at this story going, oh man, everybody at Penn State thinks that was cool.
Because by her logic, when the shooting happened, they should have went, the school should have went, hey, not all of our students are crazy shooters.
Yeah, right. Here we go.
Fund. Schools across the country have responded in a positive way, including Penn State. That's why these pictures came as a shock to so many. 10 on Your Side's Lindsay Henley talked to the guy in the pictures. Let me tell you, first, he describes them as, quote, crazy controversial. Here's more of what he had to say about wearing that costume.
That sounded
weird. This lady is the... Who wrote this copy for her?
Doesn't that sound weird? Talks to the guy in the picture. For some reason, the guy in the picture doesn't sound like proper news phrasing.
The lead into this news story was a minute.
She raps with the guy.
A minute! I mean, I'm getting away from the story at hand here, topic at hand, but the broadcaster did a horrible job there.
Yeah.
Just reading from the teleprompter.
She pretty much covered the entire story before she got into the story of this guy in the field, reporting from Penn State.
The person actually doing the story is like, yeah, well, you summed it up, bitch. Yeah. Back to you.
Thanks.
If she went to like a live shot, the guy doing a stand-up from the Penn State campus, I would have done this. Back to you. You just covered it, you dope.
It's like someone going, hey, no, tell him that joke about the pizza feeding a family of four. Do that. Tell him the joke. It's funny. You already ruined the punchline there. I can't.
Yeah, right. Let's go live to Timmy Stewart on the Penn State campus. Hey, Linda, back to you. You just covered it, you dope.
Let's go back to the Jim Smalls with the not guilty verdict.
Go fuck yourself, San Diego.
Here we go. Now we're finally going to get into the story.
Pictures of a controversial costume are creating outrage in Blacksburg and across the country thanks to a popular website, Facebook.
10 on Your Side has seen the controversy.
Now you see that?
On Facebook.
That line was exactly the same as the broadcaster in the studio as she described it. It was the fucking same line.
In case she misses the first time.
Pictures. They are of two Penn State students, and they are extremely graphic. Both have Virginia Tech t-shirts on, as well as elaborate makeup, and both have bullet holes in their bodies. Now, our decision to these pictures is a result of our desire to be sensitive to a community still grieving. We also want to show respect to the Virginia Tech victims, their friends, and their families. Showing these pictures would serve no purpose.
Look, they're like covering their ass. I'm not even... Not this fucking report has taken me away from the story. They're just terrible.
Not only that, she goes, the photos are extremely graphic.
Yeah, not only...
Well, first of all, aren't all photos graphic?
Yes.
And second, it's a costume. It's a costume. It's not like, it's their actual dead bodies. Exactly. It's a shirt with some holes and some red paint on them.
Not only did we have the anchor doing the lead-in, pretty much covering the entire story from start to finish. You're supposed to lead into the story. Lead into it. Not cover the whole thing, then go to the story so we can hear it again. You dope. Yeah. And then you get the reporter coming on with the actual story, and she's covering the station's ass for the first 30 seconds. Oh, we're going to show you these pictures, but we're just doing it for the story. You know, it's not our fault.
Cover.
People did it.
We don't agree.
Our station's really cool. We want to support everybody.
Hey, how about this? How about you don't show the photos then?
Yeah.
How about you don't? Because all you're doing is you're just letting these people get attention time. Look, this is how things work. The news covers it, and it encourages people to do more of the same.
Right.
So what do you think is going to be? They're going to have fucking a bunch more of these kind of things. They're going to have mall shooting victim costumes, and there's going to be, you know, because all that does is just encourage more people to do it. So mm-hmm. don't show the fucking pictures if you really do don't want to show them.
Here we go.
We talked to one of the students who wore the costume, and he says it was worn to a small Halloween party and was meant to be private.
I understand that this was supposed to be a controversial costume, but did you think that it was funny, or did you... What?
Yes.
No, it's not that it was funny. It's that our thing, we're notorious and infamous in State College and very popular. So we have to do things that push the envelope. We do it just for shock value.
You may remember Penn State's...
What does that even mean? What does that mean?
Shock value. The newest.
Well, you know, people really expect us to come out and make a statement with our costumes. And when was the last time you put on a costume at Halloween that wasn't just it was a goof? Yeah,
right.
I thought it was funny. And apparently other people did, too, because it took forever for this to become a story. No. Well, it was to be thought-provoking, and it was more... You know what this is? This is what's going on with this generation in college right now, and is a problem. It's been a problem for a while with art, in that it doesn't matter what you do, you just have to word it in such a way. You have to be slick with your language.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is go, well, you know, I didn't mean it. It was to be shocking and thought-provoking, so as to call attention to, you know, the problem at hand.
Right.
And,
right.
And it was more of a broader statement of disorder and strife in the world, as opposed to just at one school. And what I was trying to say with this, it's a
Josh
fucking costume.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
It's a costume. You wore it at a Halloween party. You thought it was funny. That's why you took the pictures where you're like, ugh, yeah, right. Look at me.
Down in his Bud Light.
There's no more honesty with it. It's just yes, it was funny. I'm sorry you didn't find the humor in it, but I thought it was hysterical.
Right.
By the way, here's our feedback from the listeners in the chat room. Education is for queers.
That sums it up.
Here we go.
Display of support for Virginia Tech after the tragedy. Penn State officials were quick to respond to the costumes, saying, "We are appalled that these individuals would display this level of insensitivity, indifference, and lack of common decency and sense by dressing up in this manner. These two people do not represent 90,000 Penn State students. They represent themselves."
So
after seeing the pictures, a Virginia Tech student created a Facebook group, People Against This Costume. Some of the upset members have left threatening messages to the Penn State students.
This is a bunch of college students where it's now trendy to be upset about their friends getting killed. And I don't know what they teach people in Virginia Tech, but at Penn State, we don't learn to threaten people with murder to teach them that murdering is wrong.
He goes...
Wow. Okay, they were quick to respond a month after it happened.
Absolutely. Fucking... This whole story and reporting just drives me bonkers. Not only it's dumb for the kids to wear the stupid costume, yeah, it's dumb. And their explanation for it is stupid. You're just a fucking attention grabbing college kid.
That's what it is. And these news stories, you know, jump on this shit. You know, like, look at did you hear about the fucking couple who did the Sir Mix-a-Lot dance, and they put it on fucking YouTube, and now they're literally doing the circuit of Today Show, fucking ABC Morning, just because they did a fucking choreographed song
at their
together,
wedding.
At their fucking wedding, yeah. Man.
People were doing that 10 years ago.
Yeah, but it's the point, like, now it's like, fuck it. It goes back to the news. I think even this goes back to news. Those are fucking stupid-ass kids, but I'm sure there was past situations. I bet after fucking Lennon was shot, it was some kid who dressed up at some college as Dead Lennon or whatever.
Why is that even?
But no one gave a shit. It's because the fucking news has nothing to report, so they're just going on what's fucking popular to try to get goddamn ratings.
Why is it even on the news anymore anyway? Like, why? That shouldn't even be. Even if it is the morning, you know what the news is? The news is. Oh God, the news thinks we're all stupid.
It does.
The Today Show.
Everyone eats it.
They will.
Everyone eats it.
They
up.
Will tell you on the Today Show. How to dress when it's cold.
Yeah. Buy a sweater.
Coming up next on the Today Show, we're going to tell you what you should wear when it's cold out.
Let's get Matt Lauer on the horn. Like, you know, gotta straighten shit out.
Wait a minute. Should I wear gloves if my hands are freezing?
The news stinks. The news is bringing down our society. I'm saying it right now.
Yeah, they're leading it. They're not documenting it. They're leading the pack.
Leading it, yes. They're like, follow us to full civilization.
Because not only are they presenting us with stupid things like that, but they'll go out and find the dumbest, lowest parts of us and bring it to our attention.
Yeah. Think about it. Did you see that? Those two people.
Absolutely.
Fucking all they did was and it was shitty. It was like nothing. It was nothing. It's probably been done a bazillion times. A bride and groom fucking did a choreographed dance at their fucking wedding, and they just were a little funny, and they did it to fucking Sir Mix-a-Lot's Baby Got Back. Put it on YouTube. And they're literally
and
doing
the
news circuit.
That's the news.
Literally.
No one should enjoy watching dancing anyway.
Yeah, right.
What is the
point? Especially at a wedding.
Oh, you should see them dancing. Stink. You should watch them dance. Really? Why? I mean, if you're not dancing, I can understand why people would enjoy dancing themselves. Mm-hmm. But watching dancing just seems dumb.
I think what news does now, they see what's popular on YouTube.
Absolutely.
And says, is this, first, is it clean?
Yeah.
You know? And then, you know, maybe a couple other things that they got to follow. Well, the popular, you know, our listeners are watching, our viewing popular.
How many hits does it have?
Shit like that, you know. And then they're like, okay, boom, now it's going to be on the news. And then once one fucking station does it, they all got to do it because they don't want to be like the ones that didn't know.
The CW11 morning show has a segment called What's Hot on the Web or something like that.
God.
And they play a fucking, you know, it's
shit you've already seen.
Olbermann does it. Fucking Bill O'Reilly references, like, this week with the Jennifer Love Hewitt thing. It's the internet. It's all about fucking self-gratification. It's all about attention-seeking people.
Right.
That's the society we live in, man. That's it. These kids at Penn State, they wore that costume to get attention.
I was in a bathroom in Manhattan, and it's one of those where they're cool with you writing on the walls. There's all this shit written on the walls. And it clicked with me that is exactly what the internet has turned into.
Mm-hmm.
It's just another bathroom wall for people to put whatever the fuck they want up on.
Yeah.
And then people to comment with, you're a fag, and, you know, that's all it is.
Penn State tomfoolery on the data.
That's what I wrote. Thank you.
Chat data.
The pad data.
Yeah. I got more of the story. Should we listen to it?
I don't know.
On to defend the pictures.
The big thing is everybody's making a big stink about Virginia Tech.
Watch that language.
Of the 26,000 that happen in America every day. It's the problem with college students. They all live in an ivory tower of privilege, and they don't understand that it's somebody wearing, when it boils down to it, it's someone wearing a costume.
Right. You can't help but react in some way to the words from that student, defending his decision as necessary for shock value. This will always be a painful memory. WSLS did not want to further that pain with the graphic pictures that may glorify the act, but we did want you to be able to make your own decision about something that touches so many. If you're interested in hearing more of what this student had to say, we've posted Lindsay's entire interview with him at WSLS.com.
WSLS fucking stinks. We didn't want to bring this to your life, but I actually cut this story short. It's fucking 6 minutes.
Damn,
when have you ever saw a 6 minute story on the news that's probably a half hour long?
Yeah.
They just took up like fucking 25% of the newscast.
You know what bothers me is that I agree with a guy who sounds like that.
Right.
I can't stand that.
Unbelievable. Fucking the what? What is it? CLS? Whatever the
SLS?
Fuck you want. SLS?
Go fuck yourself.
You stink.
What I like is that we're all outraged, but on different parts of this entire thing.
Yeah.
Like, for me, it's what everybody's angry at. And you, it's the way it's given to us.
The
production stinks on this.
Just overall, it just stinks.
The story
stinks.
The story's about...
Go ahead.
Go ahead. The story's about...
go ahead.
The story's about attention-seeking whores who did something that's really... It is stupid, man. To do that, whether it's right or wrong, it's just dumb. You're just doing it to get attention.
Yeah. Because they know that there's a chance to get that attention now.
And it happened fucking... over Halloween, and now WSLS is bringing it to light now.
Yeah.
It's attention-seeking whores reporting on attention-seeking whores.
Yeah, and then trying to cover their whole ass throughout the entire story, yet the story's 6 fucking minutes, and they keep on continuing to tell you, oh, we didn't want to report this. What these people did is bad. We didn't want to show you the pictures. Yet they're fucking talking about it for fucking 6 minutes on their half hour broadcast.
You're not going to believe the lengths that some people go to for attention. Stay tuned and we'll tell you what. What? Ugh.
And how it may affect you.
Are your children safe from costumes?
Next interactive bit with the listeners, Halloween party next year, most offensive costume contest.
Oh.
Great.
Wow.
By the way, quickly before we go to break, I want to shout out to Scotsman, one of our listeners from Scotland.
Yeah.
We were talking about the Dane Cook Forward song last week, and we got into the discussion about Two Girls, One Cup, the latest internet sensation video, the most horrible video on the internet. And we asked fucking one of our listeners to, put the Dane Cook Forward song over the two girls, one cup video, and Scotsman actually put that together for us, and he put it on the message board.
Well done, sir.
And it's well done. It's very funny. It works perfectly. Exactly. It really does. The first time I watched the Two Girls, One Cup was when Scotsman put up that fucking clip he made. It was awesome.
It's in the smut section. Check it out. Lunaticradio.com/board.
Yeah, you got to be a member, though, right?
That's right. You can't let anyone in there. You got to be special
people.
That's how
they get you. Don't
want any problems with the old internet police.
We'll take a break. We'll come back. More LunaticRadio.com show, everybody, right after this.
It's LunaticRadio.com.
Lunatic Radio and Jamie Kennedy go hand in hand. Jamie Kennedy jerks off on Lunatic Radio.
Nice.
Can you work that out for us? That'll be some radio gold.
It's not the same, it gets pretty sore.
just a regular, everyday, normal guy. My parents are really nice people, motherfucker. I'm just a regular, everyday, normal guy. I'm somewhat afraid of heights, motherfucker. I'm just a regular, everyday, normal guy. I like to show Grey's Anatomy, motherfucker. I'm just a regular, everyday, normal guy. And I'm pretty good at making paper planes.
LunaticRadio.com.
I will do the fucking spot right now. I am Steve-O, and this is... No, dude, I'm Steve-O, and this, and I am fucking Lunatic Radio, dude.
It's LunaticRadio.com. And now back to the show. LunaticRadio.com.
Yeah, everybody. LunaticRadio.com show, chilling out on a Sunday. Live broadcast on a Sunday. Thanks, everybody, in the chat room checking the show out live. Shout out to Craig at Rockland USA. RocklandUSA.com, right? Craig, Craig is listening live in the chat room there. He was the first guy to actually put our show on his, well, to take our show on.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
He was like our, he's our baby daddy.
He's our baby daddy.
Yeah, and then we scared him when we actually met in person.
When we met in person, I think we freaked Craig out a little bit.
He's like, take care, guys. Have a nice life.
Rockin' was out of his mind.
Freaked him out. That was all over him like a monkey. Hey, Craig, we're buddies.
We were at the old Live 365 award show, and it was me, the old Ronnie Beans, Rocket, Craig, and Ray from TPS Radio and TPX Radio. And we were all hammered, making a ruckus.
Yeah, we were in the back drinking beers.
Oh, just
Craig did not want to be associated
being
with those hooligans.
Obnoxious retard. So shout out to Craig at Rockland USA for checking us out. Yeah, Josh Gogan in studio, everybody. We got the big live broadcast, remote broadcast next Sunday. Please come check out the Cringe Humor Awards at Comics on December 16th. It should be a great time. Log on to CringeHumorShow.com and purchase your advance tickets because you'll save $5. And also, if you type in the promo code CH1216, you'll save another $5, which would, $10 for a ticket to go see Patrice O'Neill, Jim Norton, and a whole list of comedians. It's hosted by Rich Voss. Rock and I, in addition to all that, we'll broadcasting. I don't know if this is a good thing or not.
Yeah.
But we'll be broadcasting starting at 6 p.m., 2 hours before the show actually begins. So it'll be fun.
It's maybe it's not a good thing because Pat didn't even mention it on the Cringe Humor Show website. The fact that we will be there at all.
That means we're suspect.
Great. Maybe he wants it to be a big surprise.
Oh, yes, because, we're a big surprise. Whee! Look at us. It's us. Mm-hmm. Yay. Hats and horns. No one cares.
Yeah, so it should be a good time. Come check out the Cringe Humor Awards. It should be fun.
Listeners get no mic time.
I wonder if there's going to be there's going to be a couple of radio guys there, maybe.
I doubt it. No, please.
A couple radio guys.
Yeah, they've never,
guys
they've never gone before. Why would
not
they start
those
now?
Guys. The guys that Kieran worked with.
Oh, nah.
Yeah, they like Cringe Humor.
Do they?
Yeah.
I'm just hoping to see Chaos Chris at the award show. That's what I'm
hoping
for.
I don't think he's going
to
be there.
I won't be done.
I hope Chaos Chris is going to go.
I want to see him. I want to give him a hearty hug. There.
Everybody wants to see Chaos Chris.
Everybody.
Everybody
I
wants
mean,
to see
everybody.
Him.
I mean, everybody.
Everybody.
I don't think he'll be there.
And he responds with, Pat's a fat idiot. But clearly, Pat is not.
He's, well,
I never met two people who work so much together, just hate each other so much.
Is Chaos Chris going to the thing?
They're like a married couple.
There's speculation going on with that.
Oh, there's a speculation thread somewhere?
Another reason why to go to the show, because you might see Chaos Chris.
Is this ever a fallout?
That's all it is. That's what cringe humor is, a fallout.
The fallout, the cringe humor empire. Is there a fallout behind the scenes?
See, I can get away with saying stuff like that because I've done enough work with them.
No, Chaos Chris cool. Typing in the chat room, I don't want to be there, he says.
Yeah, but he will because he's going to see us. He wants to see us.
Oh, great. Now Page Six is going to cover that, Chris.
Great.
Quoted Chaos Chris, Page Six tomorrow, New York Post. Chaos Chris was quoted as saying in the stick room chat room, I don't want to be at the Cringe Humor Awards.
Max Cringe, I'm on Patrick's side. All right, so there's a little war going on in Chaos World, but whatever.
I'm gonna.
But you'll be able to listen to the show as you always do, however you listen to it. TPX is on it, you broadcast, and of course it'll be on Cringe. So everybody's getting a little piece of the action, so check it out. And of course it'll be MP3'd.
By the way, I was... last night I was just doing some show prep, and I figured I'd go around to... you know, all of our station's websites.
Oh, the competition.
Check out, you know, see what's going on, whatever.
That's a joke.
So I went out to TPX, I went out to Cringe, and I was able to catch a little bit of the Hooter and Greenway show.
Ooh.
That's on Cringe Humor Radio.
I did that show once.
So I was listening.
Did?
I called
traitor? Him. Motherfucker, get out of here.
Hey, this was way before I was doing in studios with you guys.
Good man.
I was listening, and you know, I was in the chat room there, and some broad comes in.
Oh, broads.
And, I don't know, start asking so many questions and whatever, like nosy, just like sell us on your station. And pretty much everybody in the chat room was like, we're just listening to the show. Why do we need to sell sell the radio station? We're just listeners. And this broad girl, she goes on to say, she's like, because she started getting upset because everybody was being negative to her, because she was being annoying and self-important and all that. And she goes on to say, you never know who's listening in the chat room. I know for a fact, big-time radio execs scan stick cam.
Oh, really?
To find new radio talent.
New talent? Oh, my God.
And when I heard this from this listener, I was just like, what the?
Hey, radio executives, go fuck yourself.
I started thinking, I was just like, this is the end of society.
Yeah. If that was true...
Yeah.
That would be the worst thing that could happen to
people
radio.
People forget that it's internet radio. Not real radio,
no
internet radio.
No one cares.
There's potential, but until that potential happens for internet radio, it's still just internet radio.
Yeah. Right.
There's opportunities, there's chances, and when you get there, great. Totally different ball game, different world.
And this is my own personal opinion.
Saying that now.
I'm not gonna because I'm but honestly, to me, this is the best of internet radio.
Oh.
So. Wow.
Thank you, Josh.
If they're not,
is in the mail,
if
sir.
They're not even interested in this, then there's really is no hope.
Well, no one's interested in this. So
exactly.
Right.
So. Oh, see, you were kind of, I get the Josh Gogan joke.
You see, you know.
Right.
Just saying.
Here, Max Cringe in the chat room writes in fakeradio.com. Now, that should be the flagship website for all of internet radio.
Right.
And if you're doing internet radio station or show or claim that you make money doing internet radio, please insert a gun into your mouth and pull trigger.
Karen, there's a question.
Yeah.
What does your show do to promote and get advertising?
We do nothing because we know it won't work.
Here's an amendment to that, though. If you can make money without showing your boobs.
Yes.
If you have tits and expose them, you don't count as radio.
Let me respond to that question. Oh, okay. What does your show do to promote
MySpace advertising?
Now,
MySpace. Scotsman nailed it. Hey, that's right. We use MySpace.
Think of your think of your local radio station here. Your big local radio station in your town, right?
Okay.
Depending on what market you're in, if you're not in a big market, maybe like a number 18 or something like that, right?
Okay.
On average, maybe you'll have 60 to 70,000 people listening to your radio station.
Wow,
your
really?
Local FM-er. Right.
Are you serious?
Now, just think about how much money that station brings in advertising.
Okay.
Barely anything.
Yeah.
barely anything. The DJs on that station have to work five jobs to make ends meet.
Wow.
The owner of that station is not a rich person. Believe me. So if you say to me, why don't you get some advertising for your internet radio show, which on a live broadcast garners maybe, if you're a good show, 40 to 50 people. Are you insane with asking me that question? Why would I even bother trying to get advertising for my dopey internet radio show when there's 50 people listening to it live?
Yeah, but those...
And my show's considered to be one of the better ones.
But those 40 or 50 people might really be interested in retractable awnings.
Right. I'm going to go to some fucking local business and say, hey, yo, check this out, man. This is a great advertising fucking thing for you. Advertise on my internet radio show. I got 50 listeners. That's 50 new customers.
We gotta
that person's going to pull out a gun and shoot me in the face.
No, you can reach Montana.
And I should suck his balls for doing it.
Oh, look at you.
So please... relax with the talk about making money with internet radio and all of that. Please relax with the competition. If you're on internet radio, even if you own an internet radio station, you're not on the radio.
Right.
You have no clout. God, you self-important toolboxes and you self-important bitch that was in that chat room last night.
Oh, wow. I'm
talking about fucking, I'll give you advice on how to make your Hooter and Greenway show better. Ugh. Hooter and Greenway don't give a shit. They just want to drink beer and do radio in Buffalo.
I forgot they even got this conversation started. That was quite a rant.
Yeah. Oh,
wait a minute.
God.
Make a website saying I'm selling it and doing it and using the local radio on my site and selling advertising. Come on, Kieran. He's luring you in. Come on. Take the bait, Kieran. Take it. Take the bait.
Go screw yourself. Mega Radio. Is his name Mega Radio Website?
It sure is.
Oh, go fuck yourself.
Now people just being funny. I'm getting some message. Have you guys thought about marketing to the online gaming sites? I've been listening to internet radio while playing World of Warcraft.
Good. Why? Why?
As Simon put it, we're good like background noise.
Why? The only stations, I'll give you this, the only stations that actually make some headway are the music stations. If you have like a music station, you play fucking just song after song, kind of like a satellite radio or something.
Yeah, but
music station.
That doesn't even
you
make
can
sense.
Make some headway.
Here's my thing. There is potential on the internet, but until it physically happens, until there's actual solid, you know, income.
Mm-hmm.
Contracts, legitimate shit. It's nothing until that physical day. I don't even care leading up. Leading up doesn't even count. It's when that actual fucking day, that mm-hmm. day when in the mail, Kieran McCann receives a check
mm-hmm.
for $20.
$20.
for a month's worth of work.
Big dreams.
I mean, look what happened with us in the fucking, I'm not even going to repeat, WIR faggot. You know, we thought we had something going with there with advertising. Turns out to be a fucking scam.
Mm-hmm.
Until you actually see a fucking check in your hand, not even in the mail, because we were part of that fucking joke too at IRN, in your hand.
Right.
It's nothing. It's internet radio. It's the
internet radio. Let's not get fucking bent out of shape about
exactly.
It.
The same place that brought you two girls, one cup.
And certainly.
And horse fucking.
Certainly. If you do an internet radio show and maybe you've got a better radio show than some other people, please, no one wants to listen to your advice on how to do better. No one does. Because everybody on internet radio is playing radio DJ. Really. We all are. Come on, let's admit it. We're all playing radio DJ.
Who is this mega website guy? He's trying to like do advertising.
Doing this show. Rock and I have been doing this show for 8 fucking years. We just had our 8th year.
We did?
Whatever. Mark.
We did?
Believe me. There's no way to make money on this.
There is none. There is none. There's many ways to lose money. There's more ways than fucking.
And granted, we've had better guests on this show
it's
than
not
your
eight
local
years, 7.
Yeah,
your local radio station, your local morning show. We've had better guests on this show than they have.
Yeah, and we
for the most part.
A dime.
I've seen a dime. No one gives a shit. We still get, what, 50 listeners a live show?
I could sum it up.
Maybe we're in the thousands with the podcast, but that doesn't give a crap.
I had direct conversations with a legitimate company that sells advertising time to radio, real radio.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of created a little side branch to do internet radio. This was during the whole WI or faggot commotion.
Wow, that's a great station, by the way.
Yeah. Anyways, so I got in contact with this big name company, and they're like, well, it doesn't matter because we're shutting down our internet radio. It's too ridiculous, basically.
Yeah.
There's nothing there. It's not enough for us to put our time and effort into selling advertising time on the internet. It's the internet. We'll just deal with real radio.
Yeah.
So even real legitimate advertising companies are bailing out, you know? We're not saying that there's nothing to the internet radio. There is an opportunity, but until it physically happens, it's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing. It's all talks. It's all speculation. It's all ideas.
Absolutely.
Just leave it at that.
I couldn't stand that girl. The Hooter and Greenway show, by the way, I really enjoyed it last night. It was my first time actually listening. And I actually called into the radio program.
You did?
Because I wanted to talk to people from Buffalo. I really just wanted to.
Did you talk about Ottawa at all? Oh, you should have talked about Ottawa.
No, but I wrote in the chat room, I long for Ottawa.
Oh, look at you starting shit.
Yeah. But come on, man. People, I just love these self-important douchebags that get on these chat rooms and brag about shit. I love hearing these internet radio DJs brag about numbers and downloads.
Really?
Go fuck yourself.
There was a thread on some podcasting website where it's that was awful. I got a little excited because, like, I have something to add to this.
Good.
I'm an idiot. Fucking,
Rocket, no feedback. Go ahead.
What are your numbers with your podcast? Mm-hmm. That statement alone is so obnoxious. Your numbers with your podcast.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
When it boils down to it, the only thing you can hope for as doing an internet radio show is making a couple people laugh.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Every time you do your show. That's all you can hope for. And that should be your goal, is making people laugh.
Right.
If you do that type of show.
I mean, it would be great to turn into something legitimate, something monetarily great, you know? And, you know,
turn into a day job.
For sure,
yeah.
You know, and there's that opportunity out there, you know, but until you're actually there, just shut the fuck up, do your show, enjoy yourself, and relax.
It's like open micers trying to give me advice. It's like, you can't do that, we're in the same.
Exactly.
Until you're on television, until you're selling out theaters, don't fucking tell me what I need to do.
And our numbers are not 5 absent, it's 11, get it right.
I love 11, too. I don't want to get more than 11. Just keep it at 11.
It's 11. It's a good...
The whole time.
It's a good number.
I still see the number 11 all the time when I look at a clock. It's fucking ridiculous. All right, so...
11 degrees.
We just went off in a rant. I don't know what that was about, people. But we do have a lot to do on the radio program.
No, we don't.
We're supposed to hear from Race Car Johnny. He's at like a bar mitzvah or something. He wanted to report
a bris?
Race Car Johnny wants to do these things where he's reporting from strange places. So
that's his bit?
Yeah, he's at a bar mitzvah. He wants to call in about that. Richard Patrick should be joining us momentarily. We'll do the drunk calls. We have some news and stuff.
Oh, that's good. It's what we're going to talk about later in the show.
Yeah,
like
so we got to go off into a rant. Hopefully Richard Patrick calls within this break I'm going to play right now.
What's wrong with the
rant? We'll
rants?
Come back with Richard Patrick.
You don't like ranting?
I love ranting.
Oh, well, you made it sound like it's a bad thing.
But I need some liquid for the throat. Josh, can you pull out your hammer? Take a break. More lunaticradio.com. Sure after this.
You didn't say no.
Christmas, Christmas time is here.
Lunaticradio.com.
Going your own, finish fucking,
Oh my God.
Are you looking for HD quality, uncensored broadcasts from all genres of news, sports, music, entertainment, and more? Or are you a broadcaster looking for a program to help easily get your live and pre-programmed content out to a wide audience? If you are either an avid listener of internet-based programming or a broadcaster with little or even advanced knowledge, then UBroadcast is for you. UBroadcast has created two revolutionary products for both the listener and broadcaster. First, the UBroadcast Player. The UBroadcast Player for the listener immediately gives access to hundreds of live and pre-programmed shows with easy-to-use functions and interactive features. It also gives access to featured content and, coming soon, live concerts, adults-only programming, and premium content channels. And if that's not enough, the UBroadcast Station Manager. The UBroadcast Station Manager is an easy-to-use broadcasting tool that will quickly get your show up and running. Talk live about topics that are important to you that may not get coverage in mainstream media. Conduct interviews and other presentations, debate live callers, and play sound effects and commercials just like professional broadcasters. The best part to getting started is that it's all free. So go to ubroadcast.com and try it yourself. That's www.ubroadcast.com.
Comedy, beer, smut, talk. It's lunaticradio.com.
Filter, everybody. We had him scheduled for 7 o'clock East Coast time on today's radio program. It is 7:48. Not looking so good, everybody. Even when we have to end the show at 8 o'clock. So it's not looking good for Richard Patrick today, but you know what? Maybe he just got a mix-up. Maybe he thought we were still on Mondays. Because the last two times he did call in, it was on a Monday, and it was a different phone number. So who knows?
The odds are against us, basically.
Yeah. It's not, and we've had communications with them on the email there and stuff, so maybe things just got screwed up somewhere. It happens.
Could be hung up doing something.
But, yeah, he could be busy.
Unable to get to a phone.
Could be sleeping. Because I do see him on the MySpace all the time. And, man, that guy's up on the MySpace when I'm up. And when I'm up, it's like 5 o'clock in the morning.
So he's advertising his band. You're trolling.
Hmm. I'm trolling for dudes. Trying to see what the game is like on the other side of the fence.
Wow.
I'm not gay, people. I just like making gay jokes. Relax. Relax, Rich Mahogany.
Oh, he can't with you. He likes you.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's the LunaticRadio.com show, Kier Rock and Studio. It is Josh Gogan joining us as well. I don't know. I don't know what we're doing today. We're going to fill with drunk calls, I think, and call tonight. Because I can't even talk anymore.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Get to a...
No, Richard Patrick, just crickets now.
Yeah, why don't we just... We should just sit here and wait.
Want to do that?
Wow, you're drinking a beer.
Yeah, shit's going to hell. I can't decide if I want to go.
Are we going out to dinner after? Are we going to dinner after?
I can't decide whether or not I want to go to CSB.
Yeah.
Or, and Richard Patrick hasn't called in. My show's just taking a shit.
But today. I don't really.
People want me to kick someone from the room. Do you want to talk about that?
Just boot somebody?
Well, not a random person. They're saying he's being a pain in the ass.
Who?
Iron Hog.
Iron Hog.
It's H-A-W-G, though.
Oh, isn't he? Yeah, he's.
What's the call-in number?
Kieran reads stuff and then just stops.
Acknowledge the fans and make you grow like my dick. What?
No year.
I guess he's saying we don't acknowledge the fans, even though we kind of do it, like, I don't know, every week.
Oh, yeah.
Every day.
I guess constantly. I don't play every goddamn drunk call I get during the week.
Didn't you make an entire, like, little promo that includes listeners?
I guess that there are fans who listen to the show that are more famous than the goddamn show itself.
Wow.
Not only that,
God bless internet radio.
But the reason that there's two
two chats going on right now.
Well, let's not say that out loud.
Well, there's an official chat and an unofficial one.
Underground.
But like, if someone says something that's funny, we'll go to it and credit that person. This is what?
It's someone that clearly doesn't listen to their show.
Let me put it this way. If somebody came up to you on the street, more likely than not, and mentioned the name Ray Ray from Virginia to you.
Right.
They would go, oh, is that that guy that hosts the LunaticRadio.com show?
Exactly. Exactly.
Meaning Ray Ray, a listener in Virginia, is more known for this show than Rock and I are.
I think.
Trust me on that. We acknowledge the fans.
It's unofficial, but I think more people think Heidi's on this show more than I am.
And Rich Mahogany, I'm going to take a shot at you. You've called into the drunk call hotline plenty of times. Never really have given a great drunk call. But that guy is famous.
He is.
Because he gets played every week. Two Stone Mike.
Yeah. Who the fuck is he?
Two Stone Mike is a listener from Tucson, Arizona. He called into the show for a year straight.
Yeah.
Scotsman.
And we still don't know what he's talking about.
No idea.
But he's famous.
After he says, hey, this is Two Stone Mike from Tucson, Arizona. Two Stone, Arizona. That's it. It's all nonsense to us.
We are very interactive with our listeners.
Extremely.
People know what to expect from Scotsman.
I fuck every single one of them. It's unbelievable.
Jay?
Scotsman is the only famous person from Scotland. There, I said
Connecticut
it.
Jay's a hero?
Absolutely.
Hero? Well, there's no heroes.
Not really a hero. But you know what I'm saying. People. Connecticut Jay will go. How about the beer wizard?
Absolutely. Everyone knows. Like, some people don't know him as John.
Yeah.
They don't know John.
Dude,
they know
will
the
go
beer
out of his
wizard.
Way.
Right.
There's people out there that truly believe Absinthe has a horseshoe crab stuck on his chin.
By the way, I'm reading some of the feedback in the chat room. Iron Hog writes, I've been listening to you guys for the last 2 weeks. Love you guys. Give me the call-in number. Then Uptown Rocker writes right underneath, 1-800, go suck a dick.
See, Old Town Rock is a true listener to the show.
These people are fucking funny.
We would have also accepted 1-800-GO-FUCK-YOURSELF or 1-800-2-GIRLS-1-CUP.
Yeah.
But, yeah. It's incredible. That's the other thing that I noticed in the chat rooms lately is that people checking in live that never seen us, like, what's the call-in number? Because they got something to say. That's the other funny thing.
They got attention they need to seek.
Yeah, it's like, chance to get attention. Maybe I'll be on YouTube, even though this is an audio show.
In all fairness, though.
This is how I communicate with people, through the radio. I don't actually talk to them off air.
In all fairness, though, most talk shows in the terrestrial world do take callers.
But see, if we
had a better phone system, we would.
No, I'm not knocking it at all. I'm just saying that maybe that's the perspective they're coming from.
Oh, I see. Oh, that was kind of like a compliment to us, sort of.
I got to be a radio DJ. Let's get to the business at hand. Let's do the drunk calls. People just don't want to hear us rambling.
Why not? I like rambling. People like when we ramble, Kieran. It's in the report. Did you get the PDF on this month's surveys? People like it. People like when we rant.
By the way, I don't know what this means.
You didn't get the PDF?
No.
Oh, because your address changed, all that nonsense.
Man. No, actually, it's probably not really part of the show.
Hold on. Rich Mahogany checking in. This is kind of funny. Kieran walks up to people and says, hi, this is Kieran from the LunaticRadio.com show. I'd like to have a bagel, please.
No, if you want to know some reality with Kieran, if Kieran does not have a microphone in front of him, he really doesn't talk much. Serious. This is not even a fucking joke. Yeah. You slip a mic in front of him, he'll turn into a completely different person.
Sits in the corner staring at the TV while he dips his chicken fingers in honey mustard.
By the way, somebody just wrote in, Rich Mahogany, Kieran, I don't want your cock. Did I offer my cock to Rich Mahogany?
I think you did. You're always offering the cock because you're that kind of guy. You're a cock-offering kind of guy.
Yeah. Thank you. All right, let's do the drunk calls. The drunk call hotline, everybody. You know what it is. It's the 206-202-LOON. It's 206-202-5666. This is when our listeners, people love when I do this intro, too.
Yeah.
This is when our listeners go out there in a week. Instead of calling their moms and dads, husbands and wives, boyfriends and girlfriends, they call us with their drunken ramblings. I mean, they go out and they have a couple beers. And you know when you have a couple beers, you're just like, I want to call somebody. I got my cell phone. Let me just call somebody. Tell them I'm drunk. Well, instead of calling somebody in their personal lives, they call a radio show.
Isn't that fantastic?
Yeah.
Come on.
And tell us about whatever.
This is your chance, the listener, to interact with us.
Yeah. And sometimes I listen to these drunk calls, sometimes I don't. I get a bunch of them every week. This week, particularly, I didn't hardly listen to any of them. I did listen to a couple. But here's the first one. His name is Big Al. Here we go.
Big Al.
Yeah.
Big gay Al?
No, I don't know if you remember. This is Big Al. Al, I went to school with you. I just was on my MySpace reunion page, the class page I set up, and I see you got your own radio show and stuff with a couple of the guys. Congratulations to you, bro.
Whoa.
I've been doing radio for a couple of years, too, and you know, it's a fun trade. So, yeah, if you ever have a chance, give me a call back. 516-2-
Wow, his voice really went up there in the octaves.
I left that call in there. That is Big Al from high school. I knew this kid in high school. And he does have a radio show on Party 105 here on Long Island. It's the one that plays those techno beats.
Nice.
Like 24/7. Ba-boom, boom, boom, doom-da-doom, doom-doom, doom-da-doom. It's the Big Al Show. Boom, boom.
My wife would love that station.
Oh, God, Party 105.
She's into the beats?
Oh, yeah.
Settle down with the party.
It's actually,
that's what I
it's
say.
Actually, it's good if you want to zone out and just sort of think. It's good music to just zone out to.
I listen to The System sometimes on XM.
Yeah, I like that. The System and the Chill.
And Chill, I love Chill. Yeah. Massive Attack is always on Chill. Everyone knows I like Massive Attack.
You know what? I listen to Holly.
Ew! Have you listened to Hanukkah
music.
Channel?
No.
Why not?
Well, they play the Adam Sandler song.
Yeah, that's all they play.
DH calls already. Dude, it's fucking hour three. Last segment. Leave me alone, people in the chat room.
That's kind of a compliment. That's how fast the show's been moving.
Yeah. I'm sure he doesn't mean it that way.
Oh.
Here's Chupacabra, everybody.
Like a punctuation.
Lunatic Radio. How's it going, guys? This is Chupacabra. The Chupacabra.
Remind me not to invite no more guys.
The Chupacabra. That's my friend talking.
She hanging out with Jenny Blowjob.
Wow,
you're getting tackle.
You're getting two drunk calls in one.
Yeah.
That round.
Yeah.
Invited a bunch of guys to her house.
I invited girls.
Who's
this girl inviting me to her party?
You guys show that? That's a bunch of nonsense.
I haven't heard one word Chupacabra has said. Now, all I hear is ca 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 from the background.
Yeah.
Nice.
What it is? I just, when I hear that, I just want to do the Soldier Boy.
Oh!
That's right, the Soldier Boy.
You heard me.
Yeah. Anyways, you guys have a good day. And, can I, how's Fat Kev doing, by the way?
Oh my gosh, dude, I'm like so skinny.
No.
Then I get pulled over, I'm getting.
The Coors Light is awesome. The cop is just crazy. I'm talking to Lunatic Radio.
That's right.
Some hot guys talk to her.
Oh, love Trump chicks.
Did Chupacabra just say we're hot guys?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
It's a recording. They're going to play it on the radio. You don't understand this. This is mad stuff.
Don't listen to him.
She doesn't know what she's talking about.
God, she's been cackling for fucking 30 minutes already on this fucking call. And she gets on the phone and
nothing.
Says nothing.
Got nothing to say.
Oh, she's self-important.
She's drunk.
Oh, I don't.
She's drunk and she's driving. She's DUIing it.
Nice.
Am I driving good?
Yeah, you're driving in between the lines.
Dude, I'm good.
On the line.
You're supposed to drive? Typical drunk person. Yeah, I'm driving, but I'm driving good.
Ew, that's the guy now.
I've learned how to become a good drunk driver.
Shut up, I'm doing it.
Yeah. I'm good at driving drunk. It's a skill.
Okay, sorry, guys.
Fuck you. I want to take your ass up far. I don't do that for nobody.
All right, enough. Enough with this freaking call. Jesus Christ, El Chupacabra. Just don't hang out with that girl anymore. Here is Dan Cook, by the way.
About time.
Celebrity drunk calls all the time now.
Hey guys, it's Dane Cook. You know, I don't appreciate you guys talking about my deep, meaningful lyrics. You know, a guy's got to work hard. You know, it's really hard to pick up on, girls that may be a little pudgy, a little pale, may have some scars on their wrists.
He's talking about the Forward song, right? The
of course.
World Fabulous
Forward.
Probably were touched inappropriately by their uncle at some point in their life, and that's kind of how they deal with it, with the eyeshadow and the dark hair. But, you know, they need some loving, too, and sometimes they just need some encouragement. So, you know, I don't see a problem with the Forward song. So if you don't stop, I'm going to go cry, and I'm going to tell Mom. So... I gotta go. I gotta go change out my tampon and get a Hummer from a fat chick. So please stop picking on my song. I worked hard on it. I'm a genius. I'm the king of the world.
That's great.
And say hi to Love Pony for me.
Nice.
Wait a minute.
I wonder who that was.
Wait a minute.
Sherlock Holmes. Figure this one out.
Dane Cook knows Love Pony.
Intriguing.
Unbelievable. Well, no, that's just the listeners, everybody. If you've been listening to the show the last couple weeks, well, we did get two calls from celebrities, and we wanted everybody to get celebrity drunk calls.
That's what we're all about, celebrity drunk calls.
And what that bit actually turned into was people calling up and saying they're celebrities. Let's see if I have... do I have that? No, I don't. All right, whatever. We actually had two calls. We actually... one legit one from Henry Rollins, right?
Yes.
And then we had one that we think was Steve-O.
It is Jackass. Steve-O. It is Steve-O.
From Jackass.
Yes, that guy.
Yeah. So here is...
not Joey-O.
Here is Hambone.
What's up, bitches?
And the guy from Korn.
And the guy from Korn.
This is James.
Someone's calling in.
Berea. Ham.
Someone's calling in.
Hello, who's this?
Richard Patrick.
The Richard Patrick?
I don't think I know a Richard
That's
Patrick.
Right.
Well, hold on. Let me see. Richard Patrick. Hold on. Let me check my Rolodex of people, of buddies.
Hey, Richard. How you doing, man?
How's it going, guys?
Welcome to the LunaticRadio.com show.
Can you hear me okay?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
We could hear you fine.
You sound fine.
Yeah.
You sound a little down, Richard.
Yeah, what's the problem?
Calling you from my iPhone.
Oh!
Oh, missed the high tech.
Jeez!
Fancy.
We use cans and string around here.
Here's a hard lesson, Richard. The iPhone is not machine washable.
Actually, we wanted you to have come on the program and break the news about the new album.
Album.
The album.
I have a new record, which I actually announced I was going to start working on Lunatic Radio back in May.
You're damn right, my friend.
I started talking about it. I started talking about it a little while ago, and I was on tour with Army of Anyone for a little while, and whilst on that tour, we started playing a lot of Filter stuff, and I just remembered how much I love Filter, and I've collected a large group of people, such as Josh Abraham, as the producer, and with him came Josh Fries to help me out with the drum department. In the studio, and then came, right around May, I knew I wanted heavier songs on the record, so I called up my friend John Five, who, you know, is out with Manson, and then he was out with Rob Zombie. Actually, I think he quit Manson, and now he's with Zombie.
Right.
So that's awesome.
Definitely.
And then, let's see, Wes Borland.
Hey, Richard, does Wes walk around with those wacky contacts in still?
I think he still does. I think he might wear some stuff or some crazy makeup with his new band, Blacklight Burns.
Oh.
Mm. Now you titled the record already, Anthems for the Damned?
Anthems for the Damned, correct.
And when I read the... go ahead.
No, go ahead.
All right, I'll go.
You will go, sir.
I will go, Richard. You know, I've done interviews before.
You will go.
Yeah, this isn't our first time.
Yeah, it seems like it, right?
We stink.
Well, I was reading the interview you gave for MTV.com, and you were saying that the new record that's coming out in the springtime is kind of like politically charged. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's you know, when I went into rehab, I kind of, you know, when I came out of rehab, the Army of Anyone record was kind of like, wow, you know, life's great, you know, as long as you can somehow manage to take care of yourself, you know, things are okay. And then I started really kind of opening my eyes, and I mean, you know, it's actually kind of, I just find it incredibly alarming how we are you know, we're raping the planet. We're fighting. There's a lot of war. There's a lot of destruction. I mean, I knew that we were kind of bad as far as, I think that ultimately with the title Anthems for the Damned, where that came from was just the fact that, you know, human beings collectively are doing a really bad job, as far as just being compassionate and human. And until we kind of stop burning so many, you know, fossil fuels and until we stop, you know, fighting with the war, that, you know, we're all kind of damned, you know, all of us, not just Americans, not just whoever, the terrorists, whatever enemy we have this month. I mean, it's essentially, to me, it's like we're damned until we, you know, kind of stop what we're doing. And, once I had written, 12 songs, I was like, every single song was this like huge anthem. Cause you know how I write music, and when I write music, I take it very seriously. And, even if you listen to the music that I wrote in the past, like Take a Picture or like Welcome to the Fold or Hey Man, They Shot It, even those are very anthemic. And so kind of using that as the standard, I just realized that I had like 11 songs on this new record that were just huge anthems, and there was nothing positive coming out of it. Every song was like, George Bush fucking us up, you know, we're destroying the planet, you know, and it just went on from there. Right. And, you know, I'm having a daughter in February, and, you know, I'm just thinking to myself, what am I going to say to her when, you know, she finally comes of age at like, you know, like 15 or 16 and has a look around and realizes that, you know, we've done very little to stop, you know, our usage of fossil fuels. You know, we've done very little to stop the war, you know, that we have on the planet. And like, we know better, you know, as human beings, we know better. And, you know, like, what are we going to do about it? So these are like, you know, this is my kind of attempt at least my art form, my business, my money making venture isn't just going to be about, you know, hey, look at my, you know, my fast car and look at my money that I have, you know, as so many artists do today.
It's pathetic.
Like, you know, I mean, at least there's going to be someone, you know. And I'm not saying I'm the first person that's going to have a socially relevant record.
Right.
But when my daughter's, you know, comes of age and as dad, what are you doing? You know, at least I had something going on in my life that was like, you know, I tried. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
So
ultimately, I do. I think we're damned. I think we are on a course of just absolute peril unless we really try and do something.
Well, I got to tell you, we probably are damned because there was a video that came out on the internet a couple weeks ago called Two Girls, One Cup, and now it's like sweeping the nation.
It's like it's the biggest thing ever. It's more important than the all the political debates.
I don't know.
President.
Have you heard of this video? It's called Two Girls, One Cup. That's the title of this video that has hit the internet. And you know how everybody nowadays is fascinated with the video clips on the internet.
Yeah, the number two girls, the number one cup.com. It's a fantastic website.
Wow.
And if you're judging society on that video, yeah, we're going to hell.
Absolutely. It is it's ridiculous how big it is. It's scary. Yeah.
Wait, what do they do?
Well, it's actually two girls, and there's one cup, and the girls defecate into the cup, and then they eat the defecation.
Yeah, and then they puke into the cup in which was defecated in.
Mm-hmm.
And each other's mouths.
Yeah. And that's called art.
And it's incredibly hot.
Richard, I don't think you want to see it.
Yeah, but yeah.
Nothing says sexually stimulating like shit.
It's so true.
It's unbelievable.
It's scary, and everyone. Wow. It's like the place. I mean, there's actually sites dedicated to people's reactions to this video.
Yeah,
that's how big it's gotten.
And my first thought when I saw the video, I was just like, where's this world going?
You know what this means? Yeah. Rich is going to have to write in his next song. New song to be called Two Girls, One Cup.
I got to say, about 4 years ago, like a couple years ago, I don't know, my wife got a job working at Dancing with the Stars. You know?
And I love that show.
I'm like, oh, great. You know, like thinking about like, oh, wow, people, you know, dancing. Oh, boy, what's the world coming to? And then I'm literally thinking to myself, like, at least that's about bringing back the arts. You know?
Yeah.
At least it has something to kind of, and I'm not saying like this, we need a PG world.
Right.
You know, and I'm not saying that, but like, good God. Like, you know, like two chicks in a cup and it's about, I mean, you know what I mean? I mean,
shit in a cup and throwing up.
Yeah.
You know, I have a friend that comes over and fixes my house. He's this good guy, and he helps me with like these little projects I have around my house, like fixing things up, like building this wall and stuff like that. He's like a handyman kind of guy. And he's got his nephew's in a band. I don't know what they're called, but the record cover is like this painting of, you know, this guy on an operating table, and the surgeon is like chopping his dick off. And it's like this big, and like apparently this band is like full on death metal, like super hardcore death metal. And I'm just thinking to myself, like, why don't you just get like, you know, a picture of someone that was just run over by a car and just put that on your record cover? I mean, like.
Ogreish.com.
Have someone's like exploded brains all over the pavement and just like take and like how much more hardcore could you be? You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I know what you mean. It you know, we live in a society that is full of people that really want attention. Seems like, and you got to do something different. You got to do something shocking to gain that attention. So, I mean, that album cover you just described is kind of like resembling of that.
Yeah, and I mean, like, I'm just like, dude, there are, you know, there are pictures of people, you know, there are people with head wounds, you know, from Iraq that are so graphic and so vivid and so hard. You can just instantly see it. Go to Rotten.com, grab any photo they have.
Exactly.
And make a record cover out of it, and like, there you go. There's ticket to stardom. There's your ticket to, you know what I mean? It's just like, I don't get it.
Yeah, right.
It's just like those kids in Penn State, you know, they got dressed up just to cause a scene, and, you know, they want to get some attention, and they got it. You know, the fucking local news station picked it up, and, you know, of course, now they're trying to backpedal, but, you know, that was the only reason. They wanted to get fucking attention, so they tried to do something really moronic.
Yeah,
what did they do? Penn State. What did they do?
The two kids for Halloween dressed up as
Virginia Tech shooting victims.
Yep.
Yeah. Ouch.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's not. Yeah. Not
my dad went to Virginia Tech, obviously, like 50 years ago, but he went, and you know, he was pretty bummed out about it.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Or it's just, you know, that's just like that. Who was he? Prince Charles or which kid? Which one of those princes?
Harry.
Yeah, Harry dressed up as Hitler.
Why? I didn't know this. Yeah, dressed up as Hitler? Yeah.
He dressed up as like fucking like Rommel, the desert fox or something. I don't know.
Oh, my God. I never knew that. Oh, no. Man. That's just to show you how bad it is. Prince Harry's trying to get on YouTube, trying to make a scene.
Prince Harry when he was like, Prince Harry or the other one?
Yeah, whoever. Yeah. Oh, God, that's awful.
I tell you what, Rich.
I mean, if you're going to dress up as something scary, you know, on Halloween, I mean, you know, Hitler is obviously like the ultimate villain. Bin Laden's
got to
be popular, right?
The kids are dressing up as Bin Laden.
Yeah, I think Bin Laden's doing good on the ratings. So.
Yeah, when my son's old enough to shoot, he's Bin Laden.
1 year, I actually went as a gunshot victim, too.
Really?
Whatever happened to the Pirates of the Caribbean guy?
Yeah, whatever happened to being a ghost?
Or Superman?
Well, in a way, it's just a more graphic form of a ghost, if you want to.
Oh, thank you there. Thank you. Wow, you're
Josh Gogan.
That's deep Josh Gogan.
That's why you're a comedian.
Yeah.
Lunatic Radio. I think I just came up with a new jingle for you guys.
All right, go ahead, Richard. Give it to us.
Ready? Here it is. Here it is. Lunatic Radio. I didn't say it was any good.
Actually, that should be part of it.
I thought we were going to get a nice rock stream out of that one.
You know, I don't think it's any good. Should be part of the jingle.
I'd still take it. I'd still take it and say, you know, Richard Patrick did the new jingle.
And it's better than anything we've ever thought of in these 7 years.
Richard, I will take that piece of audio and I will produce the shit out of it.
All night.
I'll give you a clear one. Ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Lunatic Radio. I didn't say it was any good.
There you go. Look at that. Richard Patrick, new jingle for the lunaticradio.com.
I love Richard. He's our buddy.
Now, Richard,
I'm only gonna charge minimal rates.
Just remember, for the past 7 years, we've generated $0. Yeah. So
we're doing good.
Keep that in mind. We're doing good.
Ouch. Yeah.
So, Richard, it said in the MTV interview you gave, it said you created 25 new songs. Is that correct?
Yes, I actually did write about 25, but I'm only releasing 12. Because, you know, you got to write a bunch.
Now, yeah. Are you
actually, it's funny because I don't really have to write a lot anymore. I'm probably going to release this on my own label the way it is right now. I mean, you know, speaking of the, you know, the recording label situation, the major label situation, you mm-hmm. actually just, you know, the first thing that they said to me when I walked out of like rehab 4 years ago was, you're going to need about 50 songs.
Wow.
And, like, they have this whole thing. Their whole thing was, we're going to make the artists work harder.
Ugh.
You know what I mean? And, you know, as they take the private jet to Aspen for New Year's, you know.
Yeah, right.
Heads of all these record companies are like refusing to give up their, you know, $5 million a year salaries, you know, to maybe keep 5 or 6 bands on the label as opposed to having to drop the bands on the label. You know, it's just like Josh Homme said. It's just like, you know, I mean, he said something to the effect that, like, you know, his record executive guy got on the private jet, flew out and told him, essentially, you can't have any tour support, and then got back on his, you know, private jet and flew out to wherever. And it's just like, yeah, there's absolutely no way that I'm going to, at this stage of the game, go back with some kind of, you know, major label just because of the fact that, like, they just don't work anymore. They don't know what they're doing anymore. You know, they've been failing for the past 6 years. And actually, it almost seems like, you know, it's amazing to see that the writers are on strike, you know, here in Hollywood.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, when are the poor musicians going to be able to go on strike? Like, when are we actually going to be able to do anything like that? Like, go on strike against the major labels and say, like, hey, you know, because, I mean, in all honesty, I might have even said this on the show before, but there's absolutely no way Bruce Springsteen could have made it in today's climate. It took Bruce Springsteen 3 records. His 3rd record, he made it on Born to Run, was his 3rd record. That's right. The record that he made it on. Those first 2 records, that cost tons of money, and now you wouldn't be able to do that because major labels don't have the time. They don't have the time for that. They don't want to nurture an artist and see what happens. They want to just, like, have the instant hit, and then if you can't come up with it on your 2nd record, you're gone. You're dropped.
I don't even know what to make of today's music scene as far as the popular music.
When Soulja Boy is the big hit, you know, we're doomed.
I don't mean to sound jaded, but, like, I mean, it truly is just shit. You know, I can't even tell you how just, like, disappointed I am in the music scene. I mean, there are amazing bands out there. There are fucking amazing bands, you know, that for some reason, you know, they don't get the shot. They don't get the major label support, and they don't get any support, and they're disappearing. I mean, it's insane because I'm doing the studio incarnation with all these friends of mine, mm-hmm. and then I'm going to put the live incarnation together. And for the live thing, I want young, fresh talent. Like, I want, you know, I want young people that are, you know, willing to go on the road and work with me and be in the band that way. And it's back in 1995, it was almost like slim pickings. It was like, you know, everybody was in a band and everybody was doing great, you know.
Right.
And you couldn't really find, you know, you had to really scour. I remember we went to Chicago and I really worked hard trying to find a great drummer until I found Matt Walker. And, you know, even then, and then Matt Walker was snatched up and then he joined the Smashing Pumpkins. And so I had to get Steve Gillis. And that was tough. You know, it was tough to find musicians back then. Now, I mean, I can find guys that are amazing guitar. Like, I'm looking for a guitar player right now. And the one guy I'm looking at, you know, who will remain anonymous in case he doesn't get it. But the one guy I'm looking at, you know, he's an amazing guitar player. He's also an amazing singer. Hmm. He's also a videographer, and he, like, directed his own video. And he did this beautiful video for, like, $3,000. And, you know, it's amazing because I'm like, wow, well, what were you going to do if I didn't call you for Filter? And he's like, I'm done. I'm 26 years old. I had my opportunity. I had one single, and that single didn't make it, and I'm gone, and there's no more labels left, and it looks like I'm looking for a straight job.
Wow.
And it's astounding. This kid literally, like, I was like, holy cow, this guy's so talented. Why aren't you signed? And he's like, I was, and it's over. Like, I'll never be able to find another label. I'll never have my second chance. Mm-hmm. You can't. This town won't allow the second chance anymore.
Wow, so it's to the point where at 26 he's willing to go, I'm done.
Done.
God.
He's done. It's over.
Wow, that's scary.
I'm 29 and
one,
still trying.
You got one fucking shot in this town. Even that. And see, the thing is you know, like I said, you know, they're cutting bands left and right. And, you know, and rock isn't doing what, you know, hip hop's doing. So, like, you know, I mean, they have, you know, 40 hip hop artists, but they have, like, you know, 5 rock artists. And then, you know, it just keeps going down from there. And then, like, they'll take the rock artists and they'll say, okay, go write 30 songs. Well, that takes a long time, you know, and especially to demo those up because you're actually playing everything. You're mm-hmm. actually playing all your instruments. You're, you know. And so, you know, these bands, you know, they get out there and they work their asses off, you know, around second jobs and, you know, and they, you know, have to try and scrounge for money and they don't get any kind of advances anymore. And then they'll write maybe 15 or 20 songs and then the record companies won't even put their, you know, they'll go like, well, we don't really hear anything yet. So why don't you keep writing? And then the next thing you know, they're writing 20 songs and it's 4 years later and they have no opportunity to release a record. So they're like, you know, the record companies are just kind of collecting all these bands, but they have no plans to really release anything because they're so afraid.
Richard, have you been given a reason or have you figured out a reason as to why that is? Because rock has such a huge fan base that
I do.
I mean, we kind of feel, I'm a rock fan and I feel left out. I'm listening to stuff I was listening to 10 years ago because there's not a whole lot out for me. And you know, but hip hop and pop music is constantly coming out with new stuff. And I'm like, where's the stuff for me and the people like me?
Yeah, I mean, there are bands out there. There are amazing bands out there. You know, the Deftones released a record called excuse me, that TV just went on. The Deftones released a record called Saturday Night Wrist.
Yeah.
And because mm-hmm. a lot of radio stations didn't play the song or it didn't hit at radio, a lot of people don't know about it. But the band is still doing amazingly well. I mean, they just played the Gibson Amphitheater here in Los Angeles. And it was, you know, best concert I've been to in a long time. There's a band called Thrice, which is amazing.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And, you know, you have to just look. You have to just make sure you keep looking. Plus, I think the indie thing's doing okay. I think there's a lot of indie stuff that's... I think you're starting to see like second and third generation indie bands, which are kind of getting a little annoying. Like it's a little like, you know, Arcade Fire and The Shins are like the best. It's like, wow, that's amazing. And then you get to like the fifth generation. Cause you know, once the record companies find a genre that's like hitting,
mm-hmm.
they'll milk it to death. They'll go to, like, you know, every length to sign anybody with, like, a, you know, a funny haircut and some glasses, you know, and then they'll, you know what I mean? They'll do it. And I think, I as long as they're signing rock bands, I'm okay with it. But, like, you know, some of these bands are, you know, they're a little below the line. I don't know. It's rock's in a crazy place. I can't wait to release my record. I'm excited about it. It's the best thing I've ever done. And, you know, it was great to get together with all those guys and do it. And, you know, it's exciting for me because when you back up and you look at, like, you know, the fact that I'm not signed to a major and you know, just that right there means I'm going to make 50% of what I own. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to own at least half of my record. And that's unheard of, you know, in these days, you know, except for bands like Radiohead, who, you know, Radiohead, smartest band in the world. They just went, you know what, we're gonna put out a press release saying that you can get the record on the internet for whatever you want to pay for it. Now, they were, I think they were pretty smart because they didn't give out the best version of the record, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It came on like the MP3 wasn't that great. It was kind of grainy sounding, so... That's actually awesome because if you want the really, really custom, nice, you know, sounding, you know, the high CD quality, you know, you have to actually order it, which I thought was pretty cool.
So how are you going to go about getting the new album out to the masses? Are you going to use the internet mostly, or are you going to, you know, print up some stuff? And
I don't know. I'm actually, we're talking to a bunch of people. I'm absolutely going to make a hard, you know, CD because I think those are the best. I think that's the best, you know, that's the best quality level, you know, the CD is the best quality version of the record as opposed to MP3s. But, you know, I'm just going around and looking at who's got the best offer, really. Because the one thing that did help me with Army of Anyone was the fact that, you know, when I left Army of Anyone, they got me out of my contract with Warner Brothers. So, you know, I don't have to negotiate with Warner Brothers as to what I want to do anymore. I can pretty much do whatever I want. And because Filter's a big enough brand, you know, people see the name and they instantly kind of know what it is. So, you know, the hard part's over. Now I just have to deliver this record, and it's got to be great, and I'm absolutely convinced of that. Mm. And it's cool, too, because, you know, my the guy producing my label is the guy that I'm going to be going into business with, you know, as far... Well, actually, the guy that produced my record is the guy that I'm going to be going, you know, into business with as far as the label, and that's Josh Abraham.
Are you in your home studio right now?
Yes.
Do you have anything new, like you could just pop up and maybe play a little smidgen of, even though it's over?
Rock and roll.
Yeah, even.
I think I'm almost done mixing it. I think that's the beautiful part. That's the beautiful part of the beautiful part of the situation that I'm in right now, which is, you know, I'm buddied up with Josh Abraham, and you know, I can work on this record as long or as short as I want to. And I'm right now in the middle of mixing something, so I can't necessarily just, like, pop up, you know, something that I know you guys want me to play.
I know. You know, we're radio guys. We want to.
I can't.
I know.
I can't yet. I am so sorry, but I can't do that because my label, my new managers will bust my ass.
Can you hum it? Can you hum a tune?
Yeah, hum something, Richard. I'm kidding. No, we're kidding, dude. It's all right.
Just want a ringtone version. Come on.
You want a ringtone?
Like MIDI it.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's all right, man.
Just wait another month.
No,
and I
don't.
So give us like a time frame when the new album you think might be ready to go.
The new record is coming out in April, and it's called Anthems for the Damned, and it's probably going to come out in April. And, you know, the first, I can give you a description. I mean, like, the first three songs are just straight up big industrial. Because I want to, like, I mean, I want people to kind of know that I come from, you know, the industrial world. I mean, that's the world that I'm most proudest of. It was a movement that I wanted to kind of separate myself from, in like Tidal and the Amalgamut. which are, you know, that's the second and third record. But my first record was kind of like my industrial record. So it sounds a lot like that. You know, I don't know. It's there's an onslaught. There's the first three songs are all about what we're doing to the planet and what George Bush is actually doing to our country. And, you know, the neocons, you know, Cheney and Wolfowitz and what they got us involved in.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, it's kind of this, it starts to drift off into the take a picture world where it's more acoustic and lush. And, it's awesome. I'm so proud of it. And, you know, it's going to be an exciting year.
Awesome. Yeah. Oh, can't wait. Cannot wait.
It's been since 2002, so I'm sure you've come up with some great stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's amazing what I came up with when I was fully, you know, just drugged out of my mind 24 hours a day with the Amalgam and Tyler record. And now that I'm more coherent and just, I'm just, you know, a little older, a little wiser, you know, and you know, I'm just, it's just, it's on. It just feels so relevant and so cool, and so, and it's I think it's exactly what rock needs right now. Mm-hmm. You know,
I gotta say thank you, by the way, not to cut you off or anything, but I gotta say thank you for when the last time you came on the radio program, you mentioned that you were working on a new Filter album, and it just so happens that some of the rock's channels on XM kind of picked up on that interview and started talking about how Richard Patrick said on this show that we can't mention that he's making a new Filter album. And I was like, holy crap. I was like, that's probably our show. So I just want to thank you for that. I don't know if that's legitimately the case, but you gave us a little bump there, and that was pretty cool.
Well, I mean, yeah, that was when I was starting to kind of, you know, actually, I was starting to kind of formulate the idea of actually, it was like that week that I started talking about, you know, doing another Filter record. And I loved Army of Anyone. I had a great time. But, like, you know, Filter's my legacy. You know, mm-hmm. Filter's the thing that I'm going to be remembered for. It's not going to be Nine Inch Nails. It's not going to be Army of Anyone. It's going to be Filter.
Definitely.
And I just, you know, when you're gathering, you know, all your materials to build a house, it's got to be the biggest and best, you know, house in the world. You know what I mean? Like, it, mm-hmm. like the filter record to me, this is it. This is my defining moment in my life as far as just the music that I've always wanted to make. And to meet up with Josh Abraham, to meet up with the guys at Pulse, and to meet up with the guys at, you know, Josh Fries and John Five and West Borland, and, you know, it's been such a wonderful experience. I mean, to be honest with you, I took my demos, you know, which were on a hard drive, you know, I took my demos and just walked into the studio, and 2 weeks later we were done with all the principal, you know, tracking of the record.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, and I'm not dissing Army of Anyone by any means, but for some reason, Army of Anyone, it was very tough. You know, we worked with Bob Ezrin, and we went to this big studio, and we were in there for 8 weeks. And even that's not as long as, you know, Bruce Springsteen had for Born to Run the song. He had 10 months for one song, which is, you know, pretty amazing. Or U2 had, you know, U2, they had, you know, Where the Streets Had No Name. Where the Streets Have No Name. That was on their board. That was like up and being worked on for 8 months.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, I mean, just one song for 8 months. I mean, like, we went in with this record, Anthems for the Damned. We went in and sat down and worked on this thing for 2 weeks. And by the end of it, it was like, wow, we're done. Like, yeah. We're done.
Well, it's your baby, man. You know what you're doing there.
Yeah. And so is Josh Abraham. And, you know, so, and, you know, it was the record that I've always wanted to make. And I'm absolutely stoked. And Lunatic Radio, you guys, you're my guys.
Yeah, dude, we love you. I swear to God, Richard, I got to tell you,
I even called my manager and I said, "Wow, I just kind of announced that I was working on something."
What the fuck did I do?
It started with an F and it ended with an R, and it might be Filter. And then he was like, "Well, okay, there you go."
Dude, that's great, man. I swear to God.
Well, for us, for him, he's like, "Damn it."
It is something very I do not feel inhibited when I'm on your radio show.
Yeah.
I'm not,
That's the great thing about internet radio. You know, we're the bosses. We don't have anybody to look up to, so we just let people talk. And
we can say cunt over and over again. Yeah, it's all good.
It's fabulous. It's free. It's freedom, Richard. Freedom. All right. The album's coming out in April. Anthems for the Damned. Richard Patrick. He's probably one of the most talented dudes out there. Please.
Yeah, definitely, man.
Support Richard. Log on to MySpace.com/filter1. Richard loves the MySpace.
He does.
And the
website. I get on MySpace. I answer. If you go to the Richard Patrick one, I actually answer most of the incoming emails. Now watch. I'm gonna get thousands more. But actually, it's actually amazing. I mean, MySpace blows my mind. I mean, you know, but I do. I get a lot of. I get a lot of people that are troubled, and, you know, I try and help them as best I can, because I think a lot of people know that I'm a recovering alcoholic, and you know, it's always good to kind of, you know, just be there for people in need. I know I certainly was, and I didn't I didn't know what my face was back in the day when I got sober. I don't even think it was around when I got sober, but. Anywho,
yeah. The internet's a great tool to get your stuff out there, and I'm sure everybody there's thousands of us out there, not only the guys here, but thousands of us out there waiting for the new stuff. Best of luck, Richard. We'll catch up with you once the album comes around. I'm sure we'll be calling on you again. Officialfilter.com is the filter website. It's Richard Patrick. He's a buddy. And wishing the best of luck, man. I can't wait till the new album comes out.
You guys are awesome. I love hanging out.
Hey, get some coffee.
We'll get some coffee.
You know what I'm saying? Coffee.
And who knows, Richard? Maybe a Sopranos movie will be coming out eventually.
Are they even talking about that?
No.
I don't know, but they will. You know, the Sex and the City one's coming out.
So that means Sopranos got to be next.
Hey, I mean, HBO can make money. What's the dealio?
Yeah,
exactly. The dealio. That's what they're going to do, you know?
Let's hope. All right, Richard, take care, and thanks for coming on the radio show. We'll catch up with you soon.
Guys, I love you guys. I'll see you. We'll be talking in the next couple of months. I'm positive of that.
Okay.
Awesome, man.
Happy holidays, man.
All right, big guys.
All right. Later.
Happy holidays and all that.
Yeah. Later. It's Richard Patrick from Filter. You still there, Rich?
He's hanging out.
We're gonna do one more. Ready?
All right, go ahead.
Lunatic Radio, baby pop.
There you go, buddy.
There you go.
You got it. You got it. You're the man.
All right, guys.
All right, later. Yeah. It's Richard Patrick.
Thing that would never leave.
You're never leaving. How are you going to leave? It's getting
awkward. He doesn't have to leave.
Go anywhere.
Richard, it's getting awkward, man.
No, you know what? I got to say one thing, Richard. Listen to the vocal chops. Rich, you better tour New York, dude. I want to see you live.
Yeah, we're coming back to New York City.
Hey, bring your coffee.
Yeah, I know what I'm like. It's over there in New York.
We'll get a bagel with some coffee. Yeah.
Get us a bagel and some coffee over there.
I'm over here. I'll come over there. We'll get some coffee.
You know what I'm talking about over here.
So damn funny.
Oh, man.
I talk to you soon. All right, man.
Later.
Richard Patrick, everybody. On the lunaticradio.com show. Has he finally hung up?
He did.
Thank you.
He's a good guy.
All right, we're going to take one more break. I got to take a leak so bad.
More
and we'll be
show?
Back. Yeah, we'll just do quickly. We'll go to 9 o'clock.
All right, cool.
And we'll be back right after this.
Hi, this is Wayne from Cambridge.
Why do you have to be such a wanker?
Because I get off on it.
And you're listening to lunaticradio.com.
Eventually, I'll bang something. Something will come along, and my...
It doesn't necessarily be female, just
my,
something.
My dick will wind up in it somehow, and...
Well, you kind of did last night with your little toy.
Right.
There it is.
I have the new... I gotta need a nickname for that thing, because I can't call it Gigi.
you had like pseudo-sex last night.
With a rubber thing.
Yeah. It wasn't your hand, so it's beyond, like, your physical self, so...
It felt like I had a cast on my hammer.
That's so weird.
It's so weird.
That is so weird.
Dude, I was sitting here. I was just like, dude, what am I doing? I'm 30. I'm fucking jacking with an like a jacking apparatus.
You had a sexual midlife crisis.
Why can't I just do it the old-fashioned way? Spit on the hand and do it like the old caveman guys used to do. Why can't I do that? Why do I have to buy an apparatus and fucking lube it up? Dude, I'm sitting in my fucking chair. My jack chair, by the way. Ugh. I'm sitting in my jack chair with, like, slippery hands trying to get this rubber thing on my hammer, which is not working because the hole is so tiny. The hole is supposed to expand. So I was like, thinking to myself, I was like, wow, I'm pretty proud of my hammer because I can't get it in this thing that's meant to go on hammers. And I finally got it on. Took like all of 10 seconds and I was over. And I felt real happy about myself.
What you did last night, for some people, would be like right before they kill themselves.
Yes! Like, that's the end of that situation.
Yeah.
That moment should end with gun to the chin, pull trigger.
That was bottom of the barrel right there. Meanwhile, you was like, all right, I'm done, going to bed.
Dude, I was, because they got the mirror, I actually, like, out of the corner of my eye, caught a glimpse of myself with this thing on me. And I just looked at myself in the mirror with this big jacking apparatus on my hammer going, ugh. What are you doing?
You hit bottom. You so hit bottom.
What are you doing?
And you know what? Tonight you're flubby back at us.
What are you doing? I had a porn clip lined up too. And the thing was playing in the background. Didn't even need it. I just put the thing on and it just took control. I was like, it's over. I just had sex with a rubber thing. And it was good. It was good.
You're awful.
Best jacking session I've had.
Oh my God. You're going to do it again and again.
Of course I am.
Suddenly now you don't even want your hand anymore involved.
And I had to wash it afterwards.
It doesn't even end.
When you're done, you have to, first of all, taking that thing off is like putting a balloon, like a deflated balloon on your hammer and trying to pull the balloon off. It hurts.
This is awful.
And I had to take it off. Obviously wash my hands off with like paper towel. And I had to go into the bathroom and rinse the thing out. You have to rinse it out.
So you're sitting there, you just jacked into a fucking plastic tube, and now you're cleaning out this apparatus.
Yes!
I swear to God, gun to the head, I'm done.
That's how the situation should end.
You are...
Gun to the head,
you're at
game
the
over.
Bottom.
Maybe jot down a suicide note afterwards.
Right, yeah. Maybe. I mean, there's not much further bottom than that. Ugh.
See you later, Kev, my sister, mom, dad, all my friends. I love you. I'm shooting myself in the head because I'm 30 years old and I just jacked with a jacking apparatus, gun to the head. Cannot go on anymore. I love you all.
Everyone would understand, though. They're like, all right. At least had a reason.
I like a big butt or a penis.
Oh, my God. We got to do something about this. This is getting
www.kieran10seconds.com.
Not even. It's probably like 7.5 he was done.
www.kieranruboneout.com.
You were probably getting fucking stiff just looking at it.
It's lunaticradio.com.
Lunatic Radio, this is Josh Dogan calling to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. And if you're not going to get everything that you want, I don't care. If you're one of those guys and you're out there shopping for a gift for your girlfriend and you don't know what to get her and you've been dating for less than a year, relax. Don't get her anything special. All she's going to get you is one of those stupid Our First Christmas ornaments. I've got like 3 of those at least. They're useless. Anyway, Merry Christmas. LunaticRadio.com. Peace.
Christmas Eve.
And now back to the show, LunaticRadio.com.
What up, everybody? Richard Patrick Filter. Finishing up the show, LunaticRadio.com show, Kieran Rock in studio.
Ew, that
Josh
was awesome.
Dogan.
Hello.
Playing for Scataway, New Jersey at the Holiday Inn, January 5th. should be good. We'll get you the information on
Parsippany,
that.
Parsippany, isn't it?
Parsippany?
Yeah.
What did I say? Piscataway?
Piscataway.
I fucked it up. My bad. Let's finish up the drunk calls and call the night on the LunaticRadio.com show. Looks like we're doing a four-hour bonanza tonight, huh?
Wow.
Look at that.
Hey, by the way, real quick in the chat room, Josh Gogan, you're my hero, and I miss you.
I have no idea who that is.
Wow!
Probably fucking with me.
Or it's Patrick.
By the way, it's Mark Anthony Ramirez. Oh, look at that. Ooh.
Look at that name from the past.
Thank you, Mark.
Let's get back to the drunk calls. Here is Hambone, everybody.
What's up, bitches? This is James Berea, Hambone. Anyway, fucking calling to say I'm not as fucked up as I normally am when I call. But at either rate, fuck y'all motherfuckers. Y'all made fun of me last time I called in, so fuck y'all.
Nice.
I see how it is. Motherfucker calls in, y'all make fun of him, I see how that shit goes. That's all right. I know who my real friends are. Fuck y'all. Anyway, this is Hambone. You're listening to Lunatic Radio. Rock out, bitches!
There's Hambone, everybody.
I like Hambone.
Yeah, he's good.
It's funny.
I didn't know we made fun of him.
Funny, huh?
I think I don't remember.
We get calls so many, I don't know what I say.
We get so many calls. Can't keep track. Remember.
Here's Just Jim.
Hi, Karen. This is Jim from Sprint Calling.
Oh.
You owe $600. What are you going to do, dude? What are you going to do? We're charging you for incoming calls. We're going to shut off your phone. What are you going to do, dude?
I'll tell you what, this is what I'm going to do. I'm not going to pay the $600. I'm not going to pay the $91 of new charges. I will pay the $186 that it says on the internet. That's what I owe on the internet, $186. So I'll pay that. Thank you very much. Sprint, go fuck yourself. You've been raping me for the past 6 months. All right, Larson.
Hey, this is Larson calling out of Ludus, fucking Toledo, Ohio. Hey, tell me your name.
I'm LunaticRadio.com.
Hey, she fucking loves you guys. We're drinking fucking this shit called Patron. The brothers love it. Oh, these motherfuckers popping champagne. I just got sprayed in the fucking back. Hey, fuck you for not playing my shit. Fuck you. You fuck. Hey, Patrick, jack off on someone's foot. Fuck off. I love you. Bye.
All right.
Okay.
Very negative on the phone calls this week. Oh, look, Coach Rich Rodriguez from the West Virginia Mountaineers.
You know, we like when he calls in.
Fuck, I've got to send my fax.
Oh, Rich Mahogany.
That shit needs to change, guys. That stupid fax thing is getting old. Anyway, it's Rich Mahogany. Figured I'd do a little holiday promo for you guys.
All right.
So here goes.
Holiday promo.
Hey, it's Rich Mahogany. And if you like drinking beer and hitting on them bitches this holiday weekend, or this holiday season, I'm listening to the LunaticRadio.com show. Rack 'em.
See, that made it good.
And for Rocky, just because I know he enjoys going up into the high octaves and whatnot. Later!
Thanks, Rich.
Rag 'em. Rag 'em. Rag 'em. Rag 'em. Rag 'em.
Wow.
It's your boy. That is your boy, sir. If there's one boy in this world, Karen, that's your boy.
Had great energy in that one. Or no energy.
Energy like a cancer patient.
Yeah. Rich Rodriguez.
Hey, Lunatic Radio. This is Rich Rodriguez, head coach of the West Virginia Mountaineers. And I understand, Karen, you were a student here at one time.
Well, not really. You can call it that, what? I guess.
He was there for 3 days.
Formally, I was there.
Really?
Well, we just want to thank you all for your support and talking about us on the air. And sorry we lost that big game last week to Pittsburgh Panthers. We were looking forward to whooping up on that Missouri ass and all them niggers up in Missouri.
Oh, wait a minute.
But we're going to go to a different bowl game now. And instead of playing for the national championship, we're playing for the Cold Bowl championship. Because these fucking niggers couldn't do a goddamn thing right. We're going to be lynching them after the game, running in all honkies now. We're going to be running nothing but a white team next year. We're looking for your support. We appreciate it. And we also like Patrick a lot on your show. Get him back in there. And take care. Have a good one. God bless America.
Wow. Hey, stereotypical South.
I hope he doesn't field the whole white team next year because we're not even going to be ranked.
Yeah.
Come on.
Unless he's playing, unless there's an all-Asian team. And then maybe.
Yeah, right. Is Coach Rid Rodriguez going to call next week? Is Coach Rid Rodriguez, we're going to get all Asians next year. Running back Asian, quarterback Asian. Great. Sounds like a playing coach.
Sarcastic prick. All white team, 0-16.
Exactly. Love the racial humor, I guess.
I can't even commit to it.
I hope
that's. I think maybe.
Yeah, sort of.
Okay, good. Sort of.
Something.
Susie.
Hey, this is Susie from New York, and I am lunaticradio.com. Hearing my nipples ache for you.
Was that like a Jerky Boys thing?
Bizarre.
I'll tell you what, I'd put it to her, though.
I'll give her the good one.
Here's a text to landline message. We always like
we love these.
On the drunk call hotline. Person's too drunk to call in, so they just type in.
Virgin Mobile customer 60 has sent you a text to landline message.
Happy holidays and go fuck yourself from lunaticradio.com asterisk HOOPER asterisk.
Thanks for using text to landline. Bye.
Asterisk H O what? Dun, 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 dun. No, wait, what is it? I missed the word.
No, I don't know.
Oh, H O P E S asterisk? What? I didn't even hear.
Flying off the handle with the drunk calls this week. Here's Two Stone Mike, the Cal Ripken of the drunk call hotline.
Yeah. Yo, what up again, LunaticRadio.com show? This is Two Stone Mike tuning in.
He's tuning into his phone.
Who's tuning in?
He thinks his phone's the radio.
He's got knobs on
his... Yo, what up again, LunaticRadio.com show? This is Two Stone Mike tuning in. My show of choice. Whatever, what the fuck. Anyway.
Here's a vote of confidence. This is my show of choice. Whatever, what the fuck.
Yeah, I guess my streak came to an end, even though I don't know what the streak was. Like, I don't know what it's up to.
His streak of breathing.
Basically, I'm drunk all the time. When
that could be a streak right there.
Calling, so... Fuck, who knows how long it was. I didn't call last week for the drunk call hotline, but somebody called in on behalf of myself last week. That's kind of nice. That's cool. So I'll get back to drinking later.
Yeah, don't let us hold you up.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry to interrupt your day.
Sorry. We're bothering you with our voice.
Pardon us.
There's Two Stone Mike. That was call 656. Point zero. Meaning he has no point.
Oh.
To any of his calls. I kind of worded that wrong.
Yeah, I was a little... Throw a comma in there somewhere, Karen.
I
it works.
Was myself.
Oh, fucking idiot.
Thank you. And here is... Oh. Well, here's this guy, everybody.
Ooh, this guy.
Yo, what up again, LunaticRadio.com show?
That's not him. Here he is.
What up, motherfucker? It's WO2DBOI or Woodboy for you illiterate ass motherfucker. Yo, I stumbled onto y'all show the other fucking week, man. And, this is a drunk dial. This is a fucking drunk dial, my bad. But anyway, yeah, I'm down in FLA, man. I fucking stumbled onto y'all boys this show. Y'all some racist ass motherfuckers. But funny, bro. But funny, so I'm gonna keep listening, man. Keep the show. Keep the good work up, I think they say. Holla.
Holla!
There you go.
Oh, snap!
That was, there you go, man. The brothers are listening.
So Ray Ray's got a friend now? Is that what we're saying?
No, I don't think he's related to Ray Ray. It's just a guy from Florida.
He's got a friend now.
Yeah.
A fellow...
Here he is again.
Black man.
Hey, what up, man? It's fucking World War again. I just called y'all motherfuckers. I told my brother about you. He's going to say something to y'all. Oh. Country ass. We country. Y'all motherfuckers. What they call North niggas?
Crackers.
Shit, motherfuckers, man. Hold on.
Well, that was it.
We're shitty motherfuckers. City. I like them.
City motherfuckers.
City. Oh,
motherfuckers.
City. I think it's a shitty.
Well, that too.
I would have preferred shitty.
I tell you what, we love the when the black guys listen to the radio.
It's like it.
I like
rag them.
Y'all some racist motherfuckers, but funny.
We're not. You know,
hold on. There's one guy who causes 99% of the problem.
Yeah, there's one dude on the show.
And he's.
We don't agree with
him. He hasn't even been on in a while.
He just likes the racial humor, that's all.
Yeah.
We're not racist at all.
Yeah, there's no. I don't even think he means it.
Yeah. Pimp smack your ass, bitch!
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's it? Oh. It's all right. They got bonus time to make it for
4 hours of nothing. Except for Richard Patrick. He's pretty good. Yeah. All right, everybody. That's it for the LunaticRadio.com show.
Remember we talked about ranting on the internet?
Let's not. Just, I'm done talking. It's 4 hours. Thank you to everybody listening live. Be sure to come check us out at Comics next week in Manhattan, December 16th, for the Cringe Humor Awards. Starting at 8 o'clock, everybody. Rock and I will be broadcasting live from Comics starting at 6 with Josh Gogan.
Hey, buddy.
Should be a good time. Log on to CringeHumorShow.com for more information. Purchase your advance tickets, or you can purchase tickets day of the event. Please come down and check us out. It'll be fun. The Cringe Humor Awards. Patrice O'Mill, Jim Norton in attendance, Rich Voss hosting, and a bunch of other comedians. It should be fun. Please come join us. Thank you to Josh for hanging out with us today.
Yes, as always. Hey, thank
I
you,
love
sir.
It. I love you guys.
JoshGogan.com. Thank you to Richard Patrick for calling into the program.
Yeah, sounds awesome.
MySpace.com/filter1 or
officialfilter.com.
Or officialfilter.com. That is correct. Thank you to Rocket. Thank you to everybody.
Thank you to Kieran.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank yous. And for another, next week, yes, 6. I'll try to get the feed up as soon as possible for the live kids.
Yes. Yeah,
should be fun. Come join us at Comics next week, Sunday, starting at 6 p.m.
It should be an interesting show.
It will be fun. All right, until then, everybody. Peace.